Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Some strong winds in San Francisco on Sunday. Dalton Berenger is with the National Weather Service.
In San Francisco, we found evidence of 80-mile-per-hour winds, straight-line thunderstorm-associated winds that did quite a bit of tree damage and tore off a few roofs from some housing units and did quite a bit of damage to trees falling on cars.
Berenger says a tornado touched down in Scotts Valley, California, Saturday, a first for that part of the state. A large number of those mysterious drones have been reported flying over parts of New Jersey and the East Coast in recent weeks, sparking new speculation and concerns about who sent them and why. New Jersey Congressman Chris Smith's comments airing on WABC.
Congress, yes, and the president, yes, need to move quickly to expand state and local authorities' powers. But DOD has it right now.
The FBI is among several agencies investigating the mystery drones and is asking residents to share videos, photos, and other information they may have about them. Senator Tom Cotton lays out a host of complaints about China's influence in the U.S. in a new book entitled Seven Things You Can't Say About China.
China runs massive espionage networks that has infiltrated not just the federal government, but state and local government as well, and corporate America and our academic universities, and it is high time that we cut it off.
Senator Cotton spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Changes coming to the FBI's director, Christopher Wray, has announced he'll be resigning. That departure will come 3 years before the end of what would have been his 10-year term comes to completion. And Donald Trump has already named Kash Patel to head up the FBI. On Wall Street, Dow futures up right now by 49 points, S&P futures higher by 12 points, and NASDAQ composite futures up about 70. More from townhall.com.
Right now, with an important alert, home title fraud is one of the fastest growing white collar crimes in the country. Criminals can make millions on your house without you even knowing it. Michael, you were one of those criminals?
Yeah, that's right. I was responsible for about $16 million in equity theft and title fraud.
Wow.
And to be honest, it was easy to do. It's just paperwork. So by the time you find out what's happening, the equity in your home is already gone.
So how do you keep your property and equity safe? For more, here's Action News reporter Ron Stevens.
Well, Monica, an in-depth investigation found there's actually just one company that prevents this type of crime from happening. Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and most importantly, protects you from any attempts to tamper with or steal your home equity and ownership 24 hours a day. Other companies merely monitor. Equity Protect stops the crime from happening. Find out if you're already a victim or take a free risk assessment today at equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com.
Good Monday morning, 6:03, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes starts us off. Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, good morning. We've had some rain overnight. There's still some rain moving kind of south and east of the area, and the roadway conditions are definitely wet. So be prepared for that. Nothing major right now, though. As we get underway, we've had several minor incidents around 4:30, quarter to 5, but right now we're clear. But already the Harbor Tunnel is reacting to the wet streets, slowing after the O'Donnell Street ramp, 95 right now, with the four lanes open. Of course, anywhere on the JFX when it rains, watch your speed between Northern Parkway and the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy start to the work week. Some rain, scattered showers today as well. Temperatures near 50. Tomorrow, only a slight chance of a shower, 60 the high, then more rain in the afternoon. Wednesday, still mild, 54 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Dundalk has 40 degrees, Aberdeen has 39. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 6:04, I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Andy Harris says he is aware of numerous apparent drone sightings over the Delmarva Peninsula and Salisbury, which is in his district. In a Facebook post, the First District Rep says transparency from the White House is needed to find out if the drones are a threat to our national security. He says if the drones are a threat, proper corrective action must be taken immediately. City police say a person of interest is in custody following a weekend murder in West Baltimore. The Saturday shooting happened around 8 p.m. the 200 block of North Payson Street. The 29-year-old victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Police say their investigation is ongoing. City police investigating a Sunday shooting in northwest Baltimore. Officers called to the 4800 block of Willern Avenue, where they found the victim shortly after 5:30 p.m. Police say the 26-year-old man suffered non-life-threatening gunshot wounds and was taken to a hospital for treatment. And a 27-year-old woman dead following a fiery vehicle crash in Baltimore City. Police say the accident happened at around 3 o'clock Saturday morning, the 2700 block of Northern Parkway, when the victim crashed into a tree at a high rate of speed and her vehicle caught fire. Vehicles driving past the scene stopped to pull the woman from the vehicle, and she was taken to the hospital where she was pronounced dead. It's a 6:05 on WCBM. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3, 927. Your pick 4, 0985. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before the damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing is in business for over 90 years, is a third-generation family-owned and operated full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs and do not use subcontractors. When your roof does need repairing, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. If your roof is showing signs of wear or problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700 for roof repair and replacement. That's Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. 0% financing is also available. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700, MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
No resistance from the Giants yesterday in New Jersey.
Jackson fires, touchdown, Mark Andrews! And that's his 48th career touchdown, breaking a tie with Jamal Lewis for the most touchdowns in Ravens history.
Andrew Catalan with the call on CBS. Lamar Jackson with 5 touchdown passes, no picks, for the 6th time in his career. And yes, Mark Andrews becomes the Ravens' all-time touchdown maker, and the Ravens cruise 35-14 over the hapless Giants. After the game, Harbaugh on the team. The
guys came back this last week, Monday, they were ready to go. They were full of energy. You could tell that they wanted to get back to it. I think they felt like, man, you know, this is okay. We've got nothing else to do. Last week proved it.
The win pushes the Ravens to 9-5 on the season and leaves them one game behind the Steelers, who were beaten by the Eagles last night in Philly, 27-13, the final. And so here we are, Saturday, 4:30, Steelers and the Ravens. If the Steelers win, they win the North. If the Ravens win, the teams are tied with 2 games to play. Coming up at 6:35, a huge day in the NFL, and America's game goes to the Mids. And that is Stein on Sports.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care, with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. It is a Monday, December the 16th, 2024. I'm Sean Casey.
And I am Father Christmas.
Join the conversation at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. And your top stories coming up this hour, revelations of the FBI spying on Cash Patel, and more fallout from the J6 report.
And now here we are yet again finding even more evidence.
What was about
to Donald Trump's claims when he articulated that process is rigged. My big issue is that
there you go. About 18 years ago, there was one Duke student who stood up and pushed back against the shellacking that the Duke lacrosse team was taking.
We're very, very concerned that two innocent people may have possibly had their lives ruined.
Lord, your first concern is that somebody's falsely accused.
Don't tell me what my first concern is.
All right, and you'll let us find out who that is. Top story here, though, is drones over Maryland. You just heard Bruce report that Congressman Andy Harris says he's aware of drones in his district, the first district on the Eastern Shore. We've gotten reports here of drones as well, but now drones have been spotted in Baltimore, in the Inner Harbor, in Mount Vernon. And on Friday, Governor Hogan put this out. Last night, beginning around 9:45 p.m., I personally witnessed and videoed what appeared to be dozens of large drones in the sky above my residence in Davidsonville. I observed the activity for approximately 45 minutes. Like many who have observed these drones, I do not know if these increasing activity over our skies is a threat to public safety or national security. But the public is growing increasingly concerned and frustrated with the complete lack of transparency and the dismissive attitude of the federal government. The government has the ability to track these from their point of origin, but has mounted a negligent response. People are rightfully clamoring for answers, but aren't getting any. We're being told that neither the White House, the military, the FBI, or Homeland Security have any idea what they are, where they come from, or who has launched or is controlling them, and that they pose no threat. That response is entirely unacceptable. I join the growing bipartisan chorus of leaders demanding that the federal government immediately address this issue. The American people deserve answers and action now. Well, that growing bipartisan is President-elect Trump is saying, shoot him down.
Yeah.
Da-dang Dick, Richard Blumenthal, shoot him down. Both Democrats and Republicans. And now, of course, there's a woman interviewed by Fox 45. Her name is Blue. She said she witnessed them in Mount Vernon.
At first, I thought it was the light on the tower. But then I looked around and realized it's way too far up and way too far out. And as I began the film, it started doing this dance. And as it moves, I move, making these very erratic movements.
Yeah, erratic movements. It wasn't a plane, obviously. She says she knew it had to be a drone.
Can a drone do that? Sure. But whose is it? I'm not an aviation professional, but I'm pretty clued in. And I wouldn't know of any helicopter or any type of plane that could do that.
Retired Navy captain and aviation professional Armin Kurdian says he has an opinion.
Having seen some of these videos myself, they do look like regular civilian aircraft, little Cessna 152s with navigation lights on there. But having said that, I think the threat is real. And 20-some-odd years after 9/11, we still haven't fully secured our airspace or know what's actually flying inside it.
All right. Coming up, we have some theories and some educated guesses and some theories. So more on that on the drones now having been spotted in Maryland. It may have something to do with port cities. Stay tuned.
It could also be the WAF, the Whitaker Air Force.
Yes.
That's my personal suspicion.
It's like the Cajun Navy.
Pretty much. The Cajun Navy, Whitaker Air Force. Of course, the difference is Cajun Navy, a lot of the volunteers, the Whitaker Air Force, is all done on barter.
Right.
6:13, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Let the people talk. That's what I say. It's their show.
It's their
I
show.
I just play the game. I have my script for the morning.
We said it over. You got it?
Oh, you're doing that again. Yeah, right.
Yes, I got it. Well, no. If you're going to start off with that, I'm going to read the script as prescribed.
Oh, I see.
When it comes in on the fax machine early.
The fax machine, yes.
Yeah. We've been sending those.
Yeah, we're heavy on faxes now.
I know you are.
Now that the carrier pigeon died.
Long way to fly. 950 straight ahead. we had some rain, and there's still some rain. We can see the spray from the vehicles here right on the approach to the Bay Bridge for the traffic coming across now from Route 8 at Stevensville. So the roadway conditions, wet, no incidents right now. The pace is actually pretty good all the way through Sandy Point and over towards the ramps at the Ritchie Highway and the Severn River Bridge and through there. But conditions are just wet enough now that things can change very quickly. So far, the BW Parkway has been a little busy. Route 100 Arundel Mills down to Route 32. The northbound side begins to build now, coming up through Powder Mill Road and eventually up towards 197. And with the rain and the wet streets already fairly active there. We always tell you, and we said at the top of the hour, watch your speed anywhere on the JFX as you're moving between Northern Parkway and the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channels won't forecast, but it says cloudy today, chance of scattered showers, but warm. 50. Otherwise, this stuff would be the frozen stuff.
Yeah.
Widespread rain overnight. Tomorrow, slight chance of a shower. High of 60. Here we go again. Warm beginning to the week and then freezing by the weekend.
That rain last night, though, man.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Mostly cloudy, 39 in Columbia right now, 40 in the city. Some one-liner news. Parents have donated 1.2 million pounds of Legos back to the company, who will then gift them to children in need. You know, if they get enough Legos, they plan to build affordable housing. I would think. Well, think how many parents have stepped on one of those in bare feet.
It's like a firewalk.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, like the firewalk you see in Polynesian countries. It's the Lego walk. It's even worse.
Yeah. So they immediately go back as soon as you step on one of those. 'Tis the season for holiday heart, a condition that includes dizziness and chest flutters brought on by eating and drinking too much. We call that Santa sickness in our house.
We call that Tuesday.
As soon as someone's face is turned red, you know it looks like Santa's. Researchers in China have linked intermittent fasting to hair loss.
No kidding.
So the choice is you can be fat with a full head of hair, or you can look at Mr. Clean. Those are the options there.
Sure. Okay.
Well, you got that resemblance to Mr. Clean, go. You do.
Yeah. For a long time. I don't have the earring, though.
We can arrange that, can't we?
Yes,
sure.
Chuck has the nose ring. It's easier for Debbie to pull.
Again. 43 years with Debbie. The ring keeps getting bigger.
Indeed.
Chuck says he's a very happily married man. At least that's what Debbie tells him.
Chuck, he's on you today.
It's all right.
Former heavyweight champ and retired boxer Mike Tyson was spotted at Mar-a-Lago over the weekend. Rumor has it that Trump is orchestrating Tyson's next fight, his opponent, Mitch McConnell.
Tyson by a TKO.
Yeah, I think that would be pretty close, but I think I'd go with Iron Mike on that one. And speaking of falling politicians, former Speaker Nancy Pelosi fell down some steps in Luxembourg on Friday and had to have emergency hip replacement surgery. AOC said, "Don't look at me." Apparently, she's been fighting AOC for a spot on the Judicial Oversight Committee.
So. What do people who live in Luxembourg called? Are they Luxembourgites?
Luxembourgians?
Luxembourgondians?
Yeah, Luxembourgers?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good question. Yeah.
Called people who live there.
Yeah. Well, people live there. Thanks, Chuck.
Luxites?
Luxites, yeah.
I mean, we'll find out the answer to that, that's for
it's
sure.
It's a Luxite. That sounds like a vacuum cleaner.
Yes, it does. Doesn't it?
I got this brand new Luxite.
How about that Army-Navy game? Navy with a big win, 31-13, over at Northwest Stadium in Landover, Maryland. Love the pageantry of this game.
Yeah, that was
great. From, Trump, Vance, Hegseth, Tulsi Gabbard, John Thune, I saw, was in the Trump skybox. He got a...
Sanders was there.
And we had the... that's right, Governor Sanders was there, saw him as well. And then we had the two flyovers were excellent. It was just the pageantry of that game is just, it's the best. It's the best America's game, the best college game. And now, of course, this year, however, there were other college games being played on the same day.
Yeah, that's a bit of surprise.
Yeah, so now apparently they're asked to send a letter over to Congress to see, or to the NCAA, whoever's going to make that decision, to see if they will stop scheduling games, because this should be a game by itself.
Yeah.
You don't need to have other games on that day, but it was a
should be a standalone.
And again, Army went in with what 11-1 record, and I think Navy was 8-3 or something like that. And on paper, right. You got to throw the records out at these rivalry games. And Blake Horvath, he looked like Lamar Jackson on. on Saturday, yeah, rushing for over nearly 200 yards. My favorite play during the game was, I can't remember his name, I think it's Landon Robinson, I can't remember his name now. I apologize for
Michael
that.
Michael Landon?
No, but he's just like this almost 250-pound nose tackle that was on punt protection, and they pulled the fake punt. And he ran like
he
the
ran
wind.
The ball, right.
Yeah, it was just an amazing play. Great trick play. I'm going to give Navy's coach Brian Newberry all the credit in the world because earlier.
Yesterday in one of the NFL games, caught a pass.
Yeah.
The big boy.
Yeah, exactly. But the Army coach had chirped Navy and said something along the lines of, oh, they still have a football program?
Ooh.
Guess what, folks? I went up on the bulletin board, and Navy showed that they do indeed still have a football program. So, tough loss for the Black Knights of Army, but yeah. You got to give Navy all the credit of the world. Great game. It was indeed. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. And, again, have you spotted any of the drones over the Eastern Shore or here in Baltimore? We'd love to hear from you. More on that coming up in just a second. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Vinny Steele is your home sold guaranteed realty company, and when he says he's going to guarantee the sale of your home, he does just that. He's got a database of tens of thousands of buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase a home, your home, in fact. And many times what happens is people listen with Vinny, and their home is sold, and they don't even know it. If any calls in a couple days, hey, by the way, your home just sold. And it sells within days and sometimes, never long, usually than a week or so. But there's some homes with other agents that languish for months and up to...
For a year.
For a year. We had one case, yeah. Here's what you do. Call Vinny. You'll discuss asking price, time frame. Once you both agree, you sign the contract. Once you sign the deal, your home is guaranteed to sell. That simple, and it happens all the time here in Maryland. Call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Just coming up on Christmas, man. Faster and faster.
Yeah, run out of shopping days. Yeah. I think you've already passed. Of course, you know, now it's... Unless you do the overnight shipping, if you're still ordering something online, some places will guarantee up until tomorrow, yeah, I think, that you'll get it before Christmas. But if not, you better get out to those local stores. Don't forget those small businesses and shops in your community.
Brick and mortar shops.
Exactly. This is their best time of year. So get out there and frequent your local stores and businesses and shops. And I still like to go out and get you in that Christmas spirit, you know, when you see all the decorations and you're out there shopping with your fellow Marylanders and so on and so forth. So I do like that part of it.
Well, you know, Black Friday is supposed to be the day in which retailers get into the black. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of local retailers who aren't there yet.
No.
So it is important if you want to have local stores around with people who are your neighbors, shop at one or two this holiday season. 6:23 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
The weather has had an impact already with the traffic. We see a little bit of slowing already on the Capitol Beltway, the outer loop after New Hampshire Avenue and around to Georgia Avenue, and then that traffic working its way over towards the area at the 355 at Wisconsin Avenue. And at one point, there was an accident there on the inner loop. Looking at some of the data now, it looks like that's still backed up and may be slow back towards 270 around the area at the Mormon Temple. Some areas on the parkway, pretty slow as well already with the wet streets, but no major issues right now. But we know things can change very quickly, and we'll be standing by for that.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast. It is going to be cloudy today. Chance of scattered showers in a high of 50 right now. Light rain the next hour, 40 in Annapolis, 39. Mostly cloudy in Bel Air. We're talking drones now. Drones being spotted in around the Baltimore region in Davidsville by former Governor Lockdown Larry at the Inner Harbor in Mount Vernon. And retired Navy captain and aviation professional Armin Kurdian says it's time for the government to stop gaslighting American people.
Frankly, I would love to see anybody in government say, hey, we need to do better. Perhaps we made a mistake. We're not being as effective. Don't gaslight the American public and say everything's fine. Just let's be honest about what's actually happening.
Yeah, let's be honest for once and tell us the truth. The woman who saw a drone in Mount Vernon says, look, we can handle the truth.
I need the government to just tell the truth. I need the government to understand that we're big enough to be able to handle it.
But what if the truth is really, really disturbing? Because in many cases, it could be. And in one case, we have this guy. His name is John Ferguson. He's the CEO of Saxon Aerospace, a manufacturer of manned drones. Gives an assessment of what he thinks is happening with all the mysterious drones plaguing Jersey and other places in America. And it seems like a lot of them around ports. You don't hear too many drones on the inside, in the flyover country, the heartland of America.
Yeah.
We've heard them in New York, in Jersey, some in Philadelphia, now in Baltimore, some in San Francisco, Long Beach, Los Angeles. So that's where there's a lot of these drone sightings.
Well, there's a conclusion to draw from this.
But he says it might have to do with they are trying to detect something.
So my guess, my own guess, is that these drones are not nefarious in intent. If they are, they are, but I doubt it. But if they are drones, the only reason why they would be flying and flying that low is because they're trying to smell something on the ground. That's it. There's no other reason for a drone to be flying in the air other than to piss a bunch of people off at night. That's it. So, my belief is they're trying to smell something on the ground, gas leaks, radioactive material, whatever.
That's an interesting observation.
Yeah, now, the radioactive material, I think, is very interesting. Yeah. Based on back in the 80s, there was a warhead that was unaccounted for from Russia, and they believed it had snuck into the United States. So now I'm beginning to wonder if our people in our government believe that somebody is trying to sneak or has snuck a warhead in, or dirty bomb for that matter, in the United States. They are using drones now that have the ability to detect radiation, especially around our ports, especially going into inauguration. So,
yeah.
Again, we don't know for sure, but that would kind of make sense. And it would also make sense why the government won't tell us that.
But here's an observation for you. It's almost always taking place along the coasts, right? You don't hear a lot of reports of drones over Kansas City.
Right.
So that would indicate to me that there's a relationship between those cities along coasts and the drones. So that would say, well, they're coming from the sea at some point, because, again, there's not a lot over Kansas City, so it's not like they're taking off from St. Louis and flying over KC. They're taking off from somewhere out in the ocean and coming inland. And that to me is kind of key. If they're ours, why not simply say we're doing some testing of military drones that there's nothing to be concerned about, they're ours?
Because then that leads to the next question, why? Why are you testing military drones over at night?
Populated
areas and so on and so forth. There is a drone called the Terodynamics Transwing XP-4 prototype, U.S. Navy. This is a 13-foot giant electric transforming drone. So this kind of the size of a car or an SUV.
Yeah.
And this is what the U.S. Navy has been testing now recently. And I want to point out that apparently this was published last June of 2023, that the Joint Base McGuire-Dix-Lakehurst, they opened up a test corridor between that and Dover Air Force Base, linking to New Jersey's Aviation Innovation Hub, according to an agreement to test these uncrewed aerial systems and automated advanced air mobility technology. So the government did, U.S. Transportation Command, Air Mobility Command, and the National Aerospace Research and Technology Park announced last year that they are going to be testing drones in this quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll wait and see if that bears any fruit as well.
You know, this is the holiday season. You're going to have folks over. Perhaps you're going to have members of your family over who might be a little older or, frankly, might have sat through too many rock concerts. They have a hearing loss of one form or another. Imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, at these family gatherings, or hearing a compliment, or just hearing the birds chirp in the morning, or hearing your grandkids sing or play. Maybe missing your favorite song. Maybe you're missing parts of conversations. Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years. Online, it's AAIAudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
It is 6:30. Your calls and comments coming up next. Time for the latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. City police investigating a Sunday morning crash in northwest Baltimore. Officers called to the 4800 block of Willern Avenue. They found the victim shortly after 5:30 p.m. Police say the 26-year-old man suffered non-life-threatening gunshot wounds. He was taken to a hospital for treatment. 27-year-old woman dead following a fiery crash in Baltimore City. Police say the accident happened at about 3 o'clock Sunday morning. That's Saturday morning. The 2700 block of Northern Parkway, when the victim crashed into a tree at a high rate of speed, her vehicle caught fire. Vehicles driving past the scene stopped to pull the woman from the vehicle. She was taken to a hospital where she was pronounced dead. Anarundel County grand jury has indicted an orphans court judge on one count of illegal wiretap and one count of misconduct in office. According to the charging documents, Judge Mark Knapp recorded judicial deliberations without the knowledge and consent of the other parties in June. It is illegal in Maryland to record conversations without two-party consent, consent of all the parties involved in the conversation. An attorney for Knapp maintains his client is innocent. School zone cameras expected to begin operating in new Baltimore locations today. City Department of Transportation says the speed camera monitoring system consists of portable and fixed cameras that will take photos of vehicles that exceed the posted speed limit by at least 12 miles per hour. And Maryland Republican Congressman Andy Harris says, hey, what is going on in the skies? I'm aware of numerous apparent drone sightings, he says, over the Demarfa Peninsula and Salisbury. He says that the drones, if they are a threat, proper corrective action must be taken immediately. 6:32 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes is next.
Is your glass half full or half empty? When it comes to life's important conversations and planning for you and your family's future, perspective is everything. Estate planning is one of those essential discussions commonly viewed as difficult or uncomfortable. In reality, estate planning is an empowering opportunity to evaluate what's important to you and learn how to protect it. Stouffer Legal's valuable insights and customized approach to estate planning ensures you and your loved ones are protected if something unexpected were to happen. Our estate planning attorneys are dedicated to estates, wills, trusts, and medical directives tailored to each family's individual story. We are here to protect your family and provide a peace of mind to your generation of planners. Contact us today to learn more about how to protect your stuff and your legacy at PlanBaltimore.com or by calling 410-645-PLAN. That's PlanBaltimore.com or call us at 410-645-PLAN.
Lottery numbers, 927 was your pick three last night, 0985 your pick four, and now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
We're getting delays now with the wet streets at both the tunnels. 95 is not too bad. Top of the hill around Keith Avenue, all four lanes are going into the tunnel at the Fort Mac. 895, though, now is slowing. We're getting some brake lights. Everybody's moving, but it's backing up and slowing before the bridge at Eastern Avenue and backing up towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. Nothing major yet on the Beltway, though the west side with the rain and the wet streets filling in quickly there from 795 down to Frederick Road. And there are some slow spots on the Parkway heading south from Arundel Mills and coming north from the ramps at Powder Mill Road and up towards 197. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy start to the work week. Some rain, scattered showers today as well. Temperatures near 50. Tomorrow, only a slight chance of a shower, 60 the high, then more rain in the afternoon. Wednesday, still mild, 54 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Want to save up to 45% on new blinds? Blindster.com offers custom-made blinds, shades, and shutters at prices far less than big box retailers. And right now, save up to 45% off through December 16th during our extended Cyber Week sale. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
John Harbaugh's message to the Ravens last week was put the pedal to the metal and let it roar. And that's exactly what the Ravens did yesterday in New Jersey.
Jackson looking deep down the field. Bateman is wide open at the 10, at the 5, and Bateman gets in. Touchdown, Baltimore. A 49-yard touchdown.
Andrew Catalan with the call on CBS, one of two from Jackson to Bateman. Lamar with five and all, as the Ravens did what they were supposed to do, 35-14 over the Giants. After the game, John Harbaugh on Lamar.
He just had a great game. He's been locked in. He's been locked in all season. He was locked in all week. He's on the guys, meetings, walkthroughs, everything. Just keeping it about football, you know, and getting the football right.
Lamar on the bye week helping the Ravens.
You know, that bye week, I feel like we all needed that. And my guys just ready, man. They just bought their tail off.
Bateman on his big TD.
That's my first time actually scoring with some juke moves since I've been in the NFL, so I was definitely impressed with that one. But a lot of work went into that. Me and Lamar, yeah, we practiced that, you know, all week this week, and we brought it to life.
And how about Mark Andrews on setting the Ravens' all-time touchdown record now with 48?
It's a blessing just to, you know, there's so many people that have, you know, helped throughout the way, and the guys that have contributed and I've played with and I'm thankful for, and this organization. Just extremely thankful and blessed.
And don't sleep on the Ravens' defense. They came to play, allowing just 236 yards to the Giants, a season low. Meanwhile, in Philadelphia, big news.
Hurts firing one. Caught! Who else? A.J. Brown. Touchdown.
Kevin Burkhardt on the call for Fox. A.J. Brown, the complainer, gets fed. Eagles over the Steelers 27-13, setting up the battle for first place in the AFC North Saturday at 4:30 p.m. It'll be the Ravens and the Steelers. If the Steelers win, they claim first place in the AFC. They claim the division, actually. And if the Ravens win, they'll be tied for first. Elsewhere in the NFL, and despite the loss, the Steelers at 10-4 clinch a playoff berth. Texans with a win over Miami clinch the South. Joe Burrow sets a Bengals record for TD passes in a season. Meanwhile, the plot thickens in Kansas City.
On fourth down, Mahomes getting rid of it, but got caught underneath Tomlinson and Hall.
Ryan Eagle with a call on CBS. Patrick Mahomes tangled up on a failed fourth down against the Browns, did not return. He is week to week. Kansas City over the Browns, 21-7 was the final. Meanwhile, in college football, Landover, America's game, was a showcase for the country.
Straight drop. Throw is wide open, complete to the guy Gary's been calling for. Heidenreich down the sideline. This will be a touchdown.
Brad Nessler with a call on CBS. Eli Heidenreich with a 52-yard touchdown from quarterback Blake Horvath. After the game, Navy head coach Brian Newberry.
Yeah, couldn't be more proud or happy for our players, our seniors. You know, they talk about leaving a legacy this year, and they've certainly done that. They want to be the class who got things turned around here at the Academy, and they've certainly done that. And so,
Navy beating Army for the first time since 2021. The time now is 6:37. When we return, stay classy, Army.
The Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast. Reach out to their sales department for your catering and event space needs. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, 410-654-0030, 410-654-0030, where your stay matters.
There's just some things I don't understand about this Army-Navy game, and that is the chirping from Army. And it wasn't only this past week when the Army head coach, Jeff Munkin, who happens to be the cousin, by the way, of Ravens offensive coordinator Todd Munkin, and you mentioned it, was talking about how I didn't know they had a program there at Navy. But, you know, they do more than that at Army. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but they put the Navy logo on the urinals in the locker room at Army for the obvious reasons, okay? Right. And, like, why is that? How does that happen?
Inter-service rivalry.
You know what? I get it on one level. I understand. It's all okay. But should it be that way? I mean, I don't know. I just don't like it.
You want to have the esprit de corps.
Look, you have some of that, of course, in there. And then the pranks, you know, they steal the goat, you know, the whole nine yards. I mean,
that's a prank.
They've always done pranks. I just think the urinal thing just that ticks the players off. But Brian Newberry. That fake punt.
I love that.
That punt was put in because
that was to you.
Exactly.
You know,
100%.
To you.
Yeah, so again, Jeff Munkin should know better, and now his season goes up in flames. Because that's the only game that matters.
Right, and just as a side note, real quick, I know you guys got to go, and I want to go. Commander-in-Chief, doesn't he go to the games, or that doesn't happen anymore?
Joe Biden has not been to one Army-Navy game in his presidency.
Okay.
Not one.
Yeah.
Donald, I think Trump, this is his fourth or fifth, but he was as
traditionally
president.
Traditionally, the president would, yes.
So is it so Saturday at 3, is that like nap time, or like what is that? I don't know. I'm just asking. I'm just a sports guy.
There's so many pardons to write.
That is true.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, thanks,
busy,
Gary.
Busy, busy.
Bye-bye. 6:40, 20 minutes where they are. Mark's in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. We're about a little over a week away from the beginning of the 8-day Jewish festival, Hanukkah, as well. That starts in the middle of next week. Here's a question, because I've heard that there's some drones that have been sighted in New York. Have they been sighted far north enough that it actually has been sighted near the Canadian border or even into Canada? Have we heard anything from the Canadian government?
Not that I know of.
You know about that?
Not that we know of, but that's a great question. So if there are none being spotted in Canadian ports and Canadian towns or major cities, then this would be uniquely a U.S. thing, which may give some credence to they're worried about some kind of terrorist attack or something else. But again, that's all speculation. But that's a great question, Mark. Thanks for asking it. Appreciate that. Claude's in Arbutus. Good morning, Claude.
And it's like, woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Hey, anyway, Sean, I mean, well, I got a theory too, but they one was shot down, not shot down, but crash landed.
Yes.
In New Jersey.
Right.
And there's a special program now. You got to have fire department's responding with a full hazmat units, and they're like a command post got to be set up, and they got to have distance and all that. So, whatever it is, it's something important.
Well, the drone that went down. Claude, the drone that went down was a hobbyist's drone. It was not one of the big drones.
But you got to treat them all the same.
Right,
what Claude's saying. So when these things do crash or they get shot down, they start flying these things over Texas, you'll see them get shot down. Then the fire department has to treat that. We don't know what the payload is. We don't know what's on these things. So Claude, that's a great point. Thank you so much for your call. Kurt in Edgewater.
Morning, Kurt.
Good morning. I think somebody who paid Joe Biden off is getting their money's worth.
Yeah, this is a big distraction, isn't it?
At minimum, it's embarrassing us, and at maximum, they're spying on us.
Would you be surprised, though, after watching a Chinese spy balloon go all the way across the country before it gets shot down over the Atlantic Ocean? It certainly doesn't surprise me. Kurt, thank you for your theory. Mark's in the Beltway. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Mark. This Mark could not hang with us. He was on the mark, fell out of the cell, whatever. About 18 years ago, the lacrosse players at Duke were accused of horrible things, having a stripper in and raping the stripper.
We do have that stripper, her audio, her confession, if you want to start with that.
Yeah, let's start with that.
Okay.
And I testified falsely against them by saying that they raped me when they didn't. And that was wrong. And I betrayed the trust of a lot of other people who believed in me. Um, and made up a story that wasn't true because I wanted validation from people and not from God. And that was wrong. And I hope that they can forgive me.
Yeah, 18 years later.
That's Crystal Mangum, who was the stripper who accused the Duke lacrosse players of raping her. And she now, from jail, is confessing never happened.
Yeah, and 18 years ago, there was one Duke student who pushed back. You'll hear from him and recognize the voice potentially in a minute or two. You'll always recognize this voice. Haunt your dreams. Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather on the Threes.
There's a minor wreck northbound 95 right after the ramp coming on at Route 24. It's pretty much off to the right side, but you'll see it as you're coming up onto the end of the ramp. Might be a little bit of a tight squeeze at the end of the ramp coming out to the main line. Of course, the roadway conditions are still wet from some rain that was passing through the area. 95, Russell Street, 395. The lanes are open. There is some backing. There is some slowing now at both the Harbor Tunnels. 895 around the Erdman Avenue ramp. 95 is busy now right before the top of the hill at the Keith Avenue ramp. And now on the west side beltway, the outer loop delay has begun. And we're heavy and we're stacking up and we're slowing now from 795 headed down the hill towards Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
UWCBM Weather Channel forecast, cloudy, chance of scattered showers today and a high of 50. It's cloudy and 40 right now in Pasadena, 39 in Parkville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of
Johnson.
There might be a bit of bad beef, a blot of mustard, fragment of an underdone potato. There's more of gravy than of grave about you. Humbug, I tell you, humbug.
Mickey D's.
What the George hell was that?
Mickey D's is back with some merchandise just in time. Coolest McDonald's merch items ever released. And here they are. They include, of course, different stuff. McDonald's world-famous French fries. This is the set is included with its iconic red container stuffed inside a brown paper bag. Mm-hmm. There are Golden Arches embroidered hoodies.
Oh.
A super crispy Big Mac varsity jacket. A handful of T-shirts, five styles of clutch purses for the ladies, and much, much more. And best of all, they range from $20 up to $110. So it's affordable if you want to grab some Mickey D's merchandise. Chuck, anything float your boat there? You like the Big Mac varsity jacket?
No. I save the wrappers and give those out as presents.
You are such a man, you know? That's just, you know. That is, just tell them like Bert.
What happens
like for barter
to the stuff inside the wrappers?
What do you mean what happens to it? You mean like the melted cheese and stuff?
No, I mean with everything. You know, the burger or the Big Mac.
Gone, sir.
Yeah.
Gone, sir. Do you know how they get gone, Chuck? I'm just curious. Is this a mystery? I don't know.
They're consumed.
I was in a stupor when it happened.
That's right.
I see.
A stupor. It's your natural state, isn't it?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Not stupid, but stupor.
First time, this is an interesting idea for those in the kitchen and home use. The first ever high-temperature pizza oven, toaster oven, and air fryer by Gourmia is now available. So this might be a last-minute Christmas gift or Hanukkah gift. The Gourmia, it's Gourmia, and it's an all-in-one pizza oven, toaster oven, and air fryer.
How much?
You know, I don't think they gave a price on it. Let me see if I can find the price.
No, you know it's too expensive.
Yeah, by the way, women love getting appliances for Christmas.
Sure they here it is. Here, I did find it. It's available now, Target, $169.99.
Well, that's not bad.
That's affordable.
Yeah.
7-Eleven now has a Quesa Birria or Birria. Not
really? Good shot for that.
Yeah. They have shredded beef, melted cheese, served in either a taco or bowl. Comes with flavorful dipping sauce that enhances the bold, spicy profile. Uh-huh. It's available now at your 7-Eleven store. And finally, Subway is now launching the footlong Doritos Nachos for a limited time, folks. A footlong Dorito Nacho tray now available at your Subway shop. I don't know if it has anything to do with Christmas, but
it's a nice time of year to launch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, so there you have it. All right, Chuck, we'll get some of that merchandise headed your way.
Gee, thanks. My pals.
You know, what we have actually are barter coupons, Chuck, that we're going to send down to you for McDonald's. They look remarkably like the wrappers from hamburgers, but trust me, you go into McDonald's, hand them one of those, and they'll give you whatever the wrapper was
personally,
for.
Personally, I'm going to send you some Filet-O-Fish cologne.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah.
You'll be followed by cats everywhere.
He's a cool
guy. Not that I'm not already.
That's right. He'll just get even more. All right. Thanks, Chuck. We'll see you in a couple. 6:48, 12 before the hour of 7 o'clock.
All right. 18 years ago, there was one Duke student who stood up and said, wait a minute, you guys are railroading these lacrosse players. Now, the guy was not a lacrosse player. He was just a student at Duke, and he pushed back hard.
I think I speak for many students when I say that we're very, very concerned that two innocent people may have possibly had their lives ruined.
Lord, your first concern is that somebody's falsely accused?
Don't tell me what my first concern is.
Now, do you recognize the voice? Not yet.
Is that Nancy Grace with?
That was Nancy Grace.
That's what I thought.
Whatever happened to her, man?
Well, she's on
scary
Fox Nation. She's on Fox Nation.
Let me give you another one. He was very critical of the administration and the way they were handling, and listen carefully to the voice.
You could have had a situation where they might have said, all right, look, we rushed to judgment. We thought something happened. It looks like absolutely nothing happened now. We made a mistake. We shouldn't have done it. But instead, they're standing by their original statement, which speaks to the fact that for them, this was never about what happened to this particular woman according to her testimony, nor was it ever about these players. It was always for them about their political agenda.
Yeah, okay. Now, for those who have actually caught on, you know already, for those who haven't, that's Stephen Miller. Who was at Duke at the time, and he was about the only person down there publicly was saying, wait a minute, you guys are railroading these people. How about the presumption of innocence? Whatever happened there? And then he went after a guy who later was, frankly, shamed in the public arena, this guy Nifong.
The one person, again, who without question has behaved in an unethical, immoral, and sinister fashion is District Attorney Mike Nifong. He's pursued a case not because of the evidence, but in spite of the evidence. And the idea that in America you would pursue a case against three people when the evidence suggests not that they did it, but that they didn't do it, to me is beyond unconscionable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nifong later was disbarred.
That's right.
Because of his prosecutorial misconduct. Duke University, I think the dean there, he had to formally apologize. And Duke paid millions of dollars to a settlement to those three lacrosse players that were wrongfully accused.
Yeah. And kudos to Stephen Miller for having a spine back then. He still does. And of course, now he's rather central in the Trump administration as we move forward. Hey, Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the very best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business now for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies team up. So whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous, professional, expert service from both companies. Free area towing, great financing is available. Call Glenn Burnie Transmissions 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com or call Jim Jennings Transmissions 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
The Temptations and the Four Tops, Friday, April 18th at the Lyric Baltimore, celebrating 40 years of Temptations and Four Tops, plus celebrating 60 years of the iconic hit My Girl. Reserve seats on sale now at etix.com and the Lyric box office.
It's time to listen to you, the listeners. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. Baltimore is listening.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean, I got to tell you, this past Friday, I drove down to Birchmere to see Don McLean. Just always wanted to see him in concert. And I was profoundly disappointed. I've seen some of the acts of older rock stars, and they're great. They no longer have the high note. I can deal with that. But at least they try. I saw Bruce Hornsby a couple of years ago. It was tremendous. Just wonderful. I saw on Friday, a guy who just wasn't even trying. He was off pitch. He didn't sing most of the time. He kind of sang, talked, that kind of stuff. It was really a disappointment.
Maybe he was having a bad night.
He could have been, in which case he actually...
The show must go on. Maybe he pushed himself through it. Maybe it just wasn't his best night.
Yeah, true.
And I've seen that before. I've seen that with some of the older rock stars that, let's face it, getting a little bit long in the tooth. It's tough to bring that energy to every show.
Yeah, but, you know, that is the gig.
I know.
And you see, Birchbury is a pretty large environment. You're getting paid for this.
That's in Alexandria.
Yeah, it's a horrible drive, by the way. Don't do it on a Friday night. It's the stupidest thing I've ever done in my entire life. 6:50. It took more than 2.5 hours to get there. Mm-hmm. It should be about an hour and 15. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes for us. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. The minor wreck still in the shoulder, I-95 near the ramp at Route 24. It's not a big deal, but a heads up as you're traveling in Harford County. Capitol Beltway still have the wreck. The cleanup inner loop at 355 in Montgomery County may be backed up a little bit towards River Road. The outer loop is looking at it, of course. We've had some rain in the area. Still raining on sections of the Bay Bridge and over towards Kent Island, so there's a lot of spray from the vehicles there. Nothing major right now, but a lot of that spray is creating some visibility problems for the traffic, which is primarily westbound through there. It is still moving over towards the Severn River Bridge and over towards I-97, but continue to watch your speed. Some of the rain is still moving south and east of the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, cloudy, scattered showers today, high of 50, rain tonight, rain maybe tomorrow as well, but warmer and 60. It's cloudy at 40 in Severn, 40 in Middle River. Let's take a phone call here from Mark, who's on a cell phone. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Mark.
How you doing?
Good, man.
Fine, sir.
Yeah, I called earlier to let the girl know and I got cut off, but anyway, everybody keeps asking everybody what's going on. If somebody really wanted to know and they could find out from them, Elon Musk would probably know who it was. There's nobody that's got any better equipment or knowledge about stuff in the air.
Well, or the military.
Yeah.
You know, again, they would know. And I think they do know. I think the thing that's bothering a lot of people is there are two very concerning approaches. One is the government doesn't know. And so that is very concerning that they wouldn't know about these kinds of incursions over our airspace. And two is that they do know and they're keeping it from us for some nefarious reason. So I think that's what's really concerning most people. But thanks, Mark, for the call. Appreciate that. The FBI and a lot of stuff's coming out in reaction to the J6 report regarding the confidential human sources. And I believe it's closer to 200 than the 26 they're admitting to. Okay. And these are, again, paid informants that were there on the ground that day. And the big question is, what was their role? What were they doing? And, of course, this was released on a Friday, so they didn't get as much attention over the weekend. Is that the FBI spied on Trump's nominee for FBI Director Kash Patel. According to the DOJ Inspector General report, Patel played an important role exposing the Russiagate hoax. So in turn, according to the IG report, the FBI secretly scooped up Kash Patel's emails and phone records starting back in 2017 when he was investigating the Trump-Russia hoax. Corrupt career federal prosecutors forced Google and Apple to hand over Patel's communications from September 2017 to March 2018 when Andrew McCabe was the acting FBI director. This is why they're floating preemptive pardons.
Yeah.
Because all of our conspiracy theories, air quotes, now are requiring preemptive pardons. So maybe there was just something to these so-called conspiracy theories that they're now afraid that they could be turned on them. Even skeptics like Stephen A. Smith, who's seen and apparently now heard enough, reacted.
And now here we are yet again finding even more evidence to Donald Trump's claims when he articulated that process is rigged. My big issue is that I'm really, really sick and tired of every time I turn around finding something else that the Democrats have lied about or downplayed or misrepresented along the way. I mean, I see Republicans like Megyn Kelly or Officer Tatum or Candace Owens or, you know, the Sean Hannitys of the world. You know what I'm getting tired of? I'm getting, you know what I'm getting, to the Democratic Party, you know what I'm getting really pissed off about? I'm getting really ticked off at every time they open their mouth about something pertaining to y'all, they seem right.
And he's upset.
Yeah.
And you can tell that there are some, he's a Democrat, there are some Democrats that now are legitimately concerned about the direction of their party. It's a little too late, I think, to be worried about where your party was going.
I started to take action.
Yeah, but now, of course, and I saw the big donor, Lindy Lee, was on, I think, over the weekend on Fox, and she was saying that the party has the stench, her words, not mine, the stench of a loser party. So
the further left they go, the more that's going to smell, man.
Yeah, indeed it is. Rescue Natural Supplements have nutraceuticals. These are life-changing health supplements that can repair your health, maintain your health. And again, we think that everybody should be on an omega-3. These are the essential fatty acids we don't get enough of in our diet. They're great for inflammation. They're great for skin tone, for mood. And again, they're good at reducing triglycerides and cholesterol, and in some cases we've got supplements to help regulate blood pressure, men's and women's heart 360 vitamins, and these are all natural with no side effects, and they are the most pure, potent, and powerful supplements on the market today. And right now you can get your favorite stock up with the Deck the Halls holiday sale. Save up to 78%. Go to res-q.com. All the prices have been marked down site-wide, so you don't need a coupon code as we normally give you on Sundays during the Rescue Healthline show or during the week here on the morning drive. So no coupon code needed. Just stock up today. Deck the Hall sale, res-q.com, or you can call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483.
Coming up after the 7 o'clock news, Pete Hegseth continues to take fire. Wait till you hear what a CIA targeter has to say about where they have been focusing. And pardons.
WCBM Baltimore is Top Radio 688. AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Julie Walker reports storms across the country brought everything from heavy snow and dangerous ice and even a tornado in California.
A rare central California tornado touched down Saturday in Scotts Valley, tossing cars, uprooting trees, and sending several people to the hospital. The National Weather Service says it's the first since records have been kept. Meteorologist Dalton Berenger.
EF1 tornado that produced winds up to 90 miles per hour.
Elsewhere, more than a foot of snow fell at some Lake Tahoe ski resorts. A 112 mile per hour gust was recorded at Mammoth Mountain. A major ice storm hit parts of the Midwest, and in some parts of western New York, residents were cleaning up from up to 3.5 feet of snow. I'm Julie Walker.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says he'll resign at the end of the current administration. His January 20th departure will cut short his 10-year term by 3 years. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on holiday trends at small shops this year.
Owners of small retail shops say the top-selling gifts appear to be cozy items this year, like sweaters and fuzzy alpaca wool scarves. The National Retail Federation predicts holiday shopping this year will be up between 2.5% and 3.5% over last year. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The new year will usher in the Bitcoin-friendly administration of President-elect Donald Trump and an expanded lobbying effort in some state houses, factors that could push states to become more crypto-friendly and more public pension funds and treasuries, perhaps to buy cryptocurrencies as part of their portfolios. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 46 points at this hour. The S&P looks like it will have a strong start. Futures there up 9 points. NASDAQ composite futures up 65. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So just grin and bear it or bite the bullet when it comes to everyday pain? Don't. Try Relief Factor, a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's 100% drug-free, it's developed by doctors. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me. Try Relief Factor for yourself. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
This Christmas, gather your loved ones as we at TBN celebrate the birth of Jesus. Enjoy powerful performances by Four King and Country, Matthew West, Danny Gokey, and Natalie France.
Joy to the world.
Along along with inspiring messages from Joel Osteen, Rick Warren, Max Licato, and others.
Merry Christmas to you guys.
Tune in or stream meaningful programming anytime on the TBN Plus app. Visit TBN.org to learn more and make TBN part of your holiday tradition.
Bible.
Good morning. It's Monday morning, 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Just getting word of an accident now, JFX, and we tell you every time when it's raining, you have to watch your speed. Apparently, it is southbound in the left-hand lane at Cold Spring Lane. We have no cameras between Northern Parkway and the ramps downtown, so we go by what one of the listeners just saw, and they're indicating that it is in the left-hand lane on the expressway. The data already showing that there is some backup there southbound from Northern Parkway. Had another listener check in, said Green Spring Avenue was closed at Old Court Road. All we know is they're calling it a police incident. So anybody south of the Beltway on Green Spring Avenue, keep an eye out for that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy start to the work week. Some rain, scattered showers today as well. Temperatures near 50. Tomorrow, only a slight chance of a shower, 60 the high, then more rain in the afternoon. Wednesday, still mild, 54 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Bel Air, 39 degrees. Ellicott City has 38 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Maryland GOP Congressman Andy Harris says he's aware of numerous apparent drone sightings over the Delmarva Peninsula and Salisbury. And those, of course, are in his district. In a Facebook post, he says that transparency from the White House is needed to find out if the drones are a threat to our national security. He says if the drones are a threat, proper, quote, corrective action, end quote, must be taken immediately. City police say a person of interest is in custody following a weekend murder in West Baltimore. The Saturday shooting happened at about 8 p.m. the 200 block of North Payson Street. The 29-year-old victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Alameda County Grand Jury has indicted an Orphans Court judge on one count of illegal wiretap and one count of misconduct in office. According to the charging document, Judge Mark Knapp recorded judicial deliberations without the knowledge and consent of the other parties in June. It is illegal in Maryland to record conversations without the consent of the parties involved in the conversation. And school zone cameras expected to begin operating in new Baltimore locations today. The City Department of Transportation says the speed camera monitoring system consists of both portable and fixed cameras that will take photos of vehicles that exceed the posted speed limit by at least 12 miles per. It's 7:05 on WCBM. Lottery numbers 927 was your pick 3, 0985 your pick 4, and next it's Stein on Sports.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Well, the Ravens went to New Jersey yesterday looking for a hot shot to get their season back on track. And Justice Hill answered the call right away.
As Graham Gano kicks it off, and Justice Hill on the return from his own four-yard line. Hill across the 30, got some room. Hill at midfield. And Hill finally out of bounds in Giants territory. A 59-yard return.
Andrew Catalan with the call on CBS. Hill set the tone with the longest kick return of the season for the Ravens and would later score a touchdown on a wheel route as the Ravens made things right 35-14 over the Giants. Lamar Jackson with 5 touchdown passes, no picks after the game on what motivated the team.
Those losses just like sitting in the back of our minds. I feel like everyone's mind is like,
We got to go into every game with the same mentality from this day forward.
The win by Baltimore, coupled with the Steelers' loss in Philly, leaves the Ravens a game behind Pittsburgh in the North and sets up Saturday at 4:30, Steelers at Ravens. Elsewhere, the Commanders escaped New Orleans with a win, 20-19, despite an official's gaffe that stopped the clock with a couple seconds left to play, giving the Saints an extra play on which they scored. They went for two with no time left, but were denied, 20-19, the final. Coming up at 7:35, the Governor Ehrlich with a lot to be proud of. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 bucks a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 bucks a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Down number two here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. You can join the debate and the discussion, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive at WCBM.com. Text to the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. You know, Hanukkah begins on Christmas Eve this year. This is the perfect merger of Hanukkah and Christmas music, I think.
It's Chrismica.
Yeah, that's right. Here are your top stories coming up this hour.
Jennifer Rubin says she doesn't like Pete Hegseth. How much doesn't she like him? A lot.
Not only is he a conspiratorial nut, not only has he said bizarre and inappropriate things about women in the military, gays in the military, he is utterly unqualified for this.
Yeah.
A former CIA targeter reveals what will outrage every American when they hear this news.
But one thing I want Americans to understand is in that bucket of the 40 million we send each week, we are paying basically welfare to the Taliban martyrs' families. So every Taliban member who died during the war with us, the U.S. government is paying them a stipend, the family. So our families of Americans who died, they aren't getting squat, but we are paying Taliban families for basically dying while attacking us.
We are such suckers. Honest to God, we are just such suckers. That story coming up. But let's start with this, if we could. Chris Cillizza, a big-time Democrat, now has some kind of a podcast going on. He had Van Jones on with him this past weekend, and Cillizza said, Cillizza said, boy, how can this dope Trump be getting this stuff right when we, the smarty pants, get it wrong?
How the hell did Donald Trump figure out the mainstream media is the fringe and the fringe is now the mainstream? How the hell did Donald Trump figure out? I mean, how the hell was he, the 78-year-old guy who doesn't even have a computer and still, like, writes handwritten notes? How did he become the guy who cracked the code?
Yeah. Well, Van Jones said, wait a minute, you kind of have a false premise working here.
You have a framework in your mind that how can Donald Trump? Guys, can we cut it out? Donald Trump is not an idiot. Donald Trump, let me just be very clear. Donald Trump is smarter than me, you, and all critics. You know why we know? Because he has the White House, the Senate, the House, the popular vote. He has a massive media ecosystem bigger than the mainstream built around him and for him, and a religious fervor and a political movement around him. And we're still saying, well, how is this going? We look like idiots.
Yes, indeed. Look, Van Jones, I disagree with him a whole lot, but he's an articulate guy, kind of fun to listen to, because everyone when he says stuff like this is, you know, we're always saying, Joe, how can Donald Trump do this? Because he's smarter than us.
Yeah, he's articulate as long as he's not pushing 9/11 conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
He's a 9/11 truther.
Yeah, but to listen to Van Jones, it's like, it's pretty simple, Democrats. He's smarter than us. He won. We lost. Now figure out what to do about it, which is a reasonable enough approach for any Democrat to take. But Elaine's one of the very few who are taking. Most are saying, well, you know what we got to do? We're going to move further to the left. We'll have AOC as our candidate next time around.
Yeah. And then, of course, you got Shifty Schiff. He's still out there whining about the election, saying that the American people didn't elect Donald Trump to pardon J6ers. Yes, they did.
Yes, they did.
Yes, rather, they did.
Rather precisely.
They'll go did. Back and crawl under your rock again, Shifty Schiff, because it's just amazing that the many in the Democrat leadership, not the donor class, right. but the leadership, still don't get it. Why they lost. And that's great. That's great news for America, because as long as they continue to embrace the stench of the loser party, yep. they're going to be losers.
Coming up, by the way, we'll talk about pardon me. 713, traffic and weather on the threes. Pardon me, here's Chuck Whitaker.
The lanes are open in both the Harbor Tunnels. Roadway conditions, of course, still wet from the rain early this morning. So we're backed up about Erdman Avenue on 895. 95 has been slow off and on from right around the O'Donnell Street area. Coming south from Eastern Avenue. Gets a little windy right through there at Eastern Avenue coming down from Moravia Road. So it's backed up and there are delays, but no major incidents right now. Report of an accident, can't confirm it. No cameras working on the JFX. Was reported southbound near Cold Spring Lane and apparently was at one point in the left-hand lane. If you're leaving the city on Russell Street southbound after the bridge at 95, there's a report of an accident near the ramp at Annapolis Road. 95 in Harford County is slow now with the wreck after Route 543 in Belcamp. The wreck is north of Route 24. It's off the roadway. There's a pretty good size backup there. And again, we can't confirm what's going on, but there was a report of a police incident on Green Spring Avenue inside the Beltway at Old Court Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, cloudy with some scattered showers today and a high of 50. More rain tonight, slight chance of showers tomorrow, even warmer, 60. Right now, light rain, 41 in Stevensville, 39 in Ellicott City. Time for our MAGA movement update.
So I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. And every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
All right, here we go. Yes, pigs do fly occasionally. Here is Mitt Romney, the former senator from Utah, talking about whose party is it now.
You said in an interview a few months ago that, quote, there's a good chance that the Republican Party is going to need to be rebuilt or reoriented, and that you want to have a voice in the post-Trump Republican Party. Do you still think there's going to be a post-Trump Republican Party, or is MAGA now the Republican Party?
Oh, MAGA is the Republican Party, and Donald Trump is the Republican Party today. And if you were to ask me who the nominee will be in 2028, I think it'll be J.D. Vance, all right? He's smart, well-spoken, part of the MAGA movement.
You said something pretty harsh about him a few months ago, though. You could not have less respect for somebody than J.D.
Long ago. I'm not going to rehash history. And we've worked together in the Senate since then. But I, you know, that is what the Republican Party is. And will the party need to change? Look, the Republican Party has become the party of the working class, middle class voter. And you've got to give Donald Trump credit for having done that. Taking that away from the Democrats. Democrats pushed him out. All right, the Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren faction of the Democrat Party, with some of this, you know, defund the police and transgenders in biological males in women's sports. All these things had a lot of people in the middle class just flee the Democratic Party. They're now Republicans. Now, one of the challenges in my party is that our policies do not necessarily line up with the interests of our voters, and so there'll be some reorientation that's going to be necessary in my party. The Democrat Party is the one in trouble. Mm. I don't know how they recover. And, you know, I'm not going to tell them what to do because I would begin to have the capacity to do so. But they've lost their base. Union guys and gals have left the Democratic Party and are voting Republican. And the Democratic Party is seen not as rich people, but as college professors and woke scolds, and that's not an attractive feature.
Yeah. So this is a guy finally admitting that the Republican Party is Trump's party and that it belongs to MAGA. I still don't trust him. I don't think anybody else should trust him, just like I don't trust Zuckerberg, who's bending the knee, and Bezos, who's bending the knee, and all these. And what was it? Sergio Brin was Google was spotted at Mar-a-Lago. I don't trust any of these people. So,
but, you know, the guy who I do place an awful lot of trust in, he's been in and out of politics, there's a guy named Pierre Delecto. I think this guy's straight up. You know, he really is. You know.
And then there's Senator Lisa Murkowski, another rhino who's hopefully going to be extinct very soon. She is decrying what's happening now to some rhinos who may be primaried who don't toe the line.
But I think it's going to be hard, quite honestly. I think it's going to be hard in these next 4 years because you have an administration coming in that has had an opportunity to kind of see how things work, what didn't work, and now we've had 4 years to think about it, and the approach is going to be everybody toe the line. Everybody line up. We got you here, and if you want to survive, you better be good. Don't get on Santa's naughty list here, because we will primary you. And my friend...
Yeah, and so this was at a No Labels conference. Remember that from Lockdown Larry?
Sure.
Some who attended were Bill Cassidy, who, by the way, is being primaried in Louisiana, Susan Collins, John Curtis, who actually may be worse than Mitt Romney. Hard to say that. Mark Wayne Mullen, who's turned out to be a rhino from Oklahoma, Lisa Murkowski, Tom Tillis, who's retired, and Todd Young, who's going to be picking up the anti-Pete Hegseth swampiness from Joni Ernst. So there you have it. To show you how President Trump is brilliant and is outwitting even the swamp and the intelligence community. So you have Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, Special Envoy to Ukraine and Russia. And now you have special appointment of Stephen Witkoff, Special Envoy to the Middle East. And then we learn over the weekend that Rick Grenell has been named as the Presidential Envoy for Special Missions.
Mm-hmm.
So what he has done is he's cut off Marco Rubio at the State Department. Okay, so he's removed Ukraine and Russia, the Middle East, and now Rick Grenell is going to be Marco Rubio has been basically neutered at the State Department. So he's done an end around, and I think this is a brilliant move, and I think this is a way again he knows he's not going to be able to completely gut the State Department.
Right.
So this is his way of making sure that he gets his mission, his agenda carried forward, just like the appointment of Devin Nunes to the President's Intelligence Advisory Board is his same way of keeping an eye on the intelligence community. So just great moves, chess moves by President-elect Trump there. He also has vowed to abolish daylight savings time, or saving times, and calling it inconvenient and costly to our nation.
It's an idea that is whose time has come.
That's on the radar screen as well. Just 35 days to go until Presidential Inauguration Day.
This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to have. This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
7:21, don't forget the Best of the Morning Drive, available each every day at WCBM.com and on our Facebook page. It is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
There are many myths and misconceptions about the topic of estate planning, one of the most common being the belief that the planning process must be an uncomfortable, depressing discussion with your family. In reality, estate planning is an empowering opportunity to evaluate what's important to you and learn how to protect it. Stover Legal's valuable insights and customized approach to estate planning ensures you and your loved ones are protected if something unexpected were to happen. Our experienced attorneys are dedicated to estates, wills, trusts, and medical directives tailored to each family's individual story. We are here to protect your family and provide a peace of mind to your generation of planners. Contact us today to learn more about how to protect your stuff and your legacy at planbaltimore.com or by calling 410-645-PLAN. That's planbaltimore.com, planbaltimore.com, or call us at 410-645-PLAN.
please learn to listen?
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black heel.
Thank God for Dr. Seuss, huh? 7:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, our traffic person man thing, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on the Capitol Beltway, the outer loop near the ramp at Route 50, and very quickly that backed up back to 214 at Central Avenue. Everybody's pretty much off to the shoulder, but definitely heads up for that. And earlier, the wreck in Montgomery County on the inner loop at 355. We had delays at one point that went back to River Road. I'm looking at this ramp from 95 South onto Russell Street. It's a long ramp, and eventually it brings you out onto Russell Street right before Waterview Avenue. And in that area, there was a wreck near the ramp at Annapolis Road. So keep an eye out to that. It's adding to the heavy traffic there, both the tunnels with the wet streets reacting to that. But everybody's open, but we're backed up on 895 towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. And 95 is slowing around Eastern Avenue southbound. Update on the JFX. The wreck now reported apparently in the right lane southbound at Cold Spring Lane. Heads up for that if you're coming in from the city county line. And 95 is still slowing in Harford County. The wreck is before Route 24. Delays go back to Bell Camp at Route 543 southbound on I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel forecast, cloudy chance of scattered showers and a high of 50 today. Widespread rain overnight tomorrow, a slight chance of a shower. Even warmer with a high of 60. We're going to cool down here towards the end of the week, so it'll be cold again for all is said and done. Right now, mostly cloudy, 40 in Dundalk. It is 38 in Reisterstown. You're on the morning drive. Coming up at 7:37. We're going to tell you about a former CIA targeter and the revelation of what your tax dollars are going to in Afghanistan.
Yeah, it's amazing stuff, folks. Also still to come during that half hour, Pete Hegseth again under fire. We'll hear some of the criticism of him and some of the things he has said on his own defense. That's also coming up. 7:25 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The junior senator from Delaware, Chris Coons, was asked about, well, of course, this guy is like joined at the hip, or his face is somewhere around the hip of Joe Biden. Let's put it that way very politely. But the idea of these preemptive pardons that Joe Biden is talking about doing.
To be investigated by the FBI, prosecuted by a U.S. attorney, can cost a defendant hundreds of thousands of dollars, even millions of dollars, and can be profoundly disruptive to their lives. I spoke to Senator Schiff this week on the floor, and he has made similar statements that he and I think Liz Cheney, former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, has also made this statement that they don't want to be pardoned because they've done nothing wrong.
Yeah, please don't throw me in the briar patch, basically, is what they're saying, by the way. Coons said, this is exactly why Joe Biden should issue more preemptive pardons. Look, there's a real constitutional question here as to whether or not this is even legal to pardon somebody for a crime that has never been specified, for a crime they've not been charged with. It's just kind of blanket kind of get out of jail free card. But no, Chris Coons says he should do it.
I think part of why there is some consideration being given to proactive pardons is the cost and the disruption and frankly the disrespect for the work of Congress that underlies a threat to try those who served on a committee of the House of Representatives.
In other words, you can do anything illegal as a member of the House of Representatives, according to Chris Coons, and you should be immune from any punishment for your misdeeds.
The only thing you're immune from in Congress is during the speech and debate clause. When you're yes. a member of Congress offering a speech from the floor of the well of the House of Representatives, you can say and do anything pretty
That's
much,
right.
And be protected because you have immunity during speech and debate. But outside of that, you certainly can't. And many congressmen and women have been charged and convicted yep. for crimes in Congress and outside of Congress.
Well, if you think about the accusation against Liz Cheney is pretty well documented that she altered documents. Same thing with others on that committee.
Shifty Schiff.
Yeah, that's criminal. And what Chris Coons is saying is, well, you know, just because it might be a risk, he should pardon them because, after all, he's such a swell fella.
I think the president's got to weigh a lot of different factors. How seriously he believes Kash Patel, the nominee to be FBI director, and the other nominees to lead the Trump administration's law enforcement agencies, how seriously they are determined to go after their enemies list, and whether or not some of those who are on that list and who are reasonably foreseeably going to be investigated want a pardon. If they talk through this issue and decide that there's no one who is seeking a pardon, that will lead them down one path. If there's others who are petitioning urgently for some relief, I think you should seriously consider it.
Relief from what, again? They're petitioning for relief. Relief from what? No one has been charged with anything. Well, beyond Hunter, of course. But no one has been charged with anything. But what he's saying basically is, we got to give them relief just in case it proves that during the last 10 years, or whatever the time frame might be, that they did something illegal or something that might be perceived of as illegal. We don't want to have the justice system actually take its course. We're in a short circuit that because that's the Democrat way of doing things. Well, I'll tell you, this is one of those moments where you got to scratch your head and say, what the hell is going on? Term is done.
1,500 commutation of sentences and 49 pardons is the largest day of clemency in the history of presidential pardons. One of those, we documented this last week, but one of those outrages, Rita Crundwell, the former comptroller of Dixon, Illinois, convicted in 2013 and sentenced to 20 years behind bars. She stole $54 million from the town of 15,000 people over two decades to support a lavish lifestyle, including bankrolling a horse breeding operation, purchasing real estate, and buying more than four dozen vehicles and a luxury motorhome. Some of these people's pensions that worked for the city of Dixon were looted, and he let her out. Get out of jail free card, Chairman Joe. 7:30 coming up next on an outrageous story that'll make your blood boil regarding where your tax dollars are going in Afghanistan. Here are your latest news headlines with Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Edinburgh County Grand Jury has indicted an orphans court judge on one count of illegal wiretap and one count of misconduct in office. According to the charging document, Judge Mark Knapp recorded judicial deliberations without the knowledge and consent of the other parties in June. It is illegal in Maryland to record conversations without the consent of all parties involved in the conversation. An attorney for Knapp maintains his client is innocent of all charges. Schools on cameras expected to begin operating in new Baltimore locations today. The City Department of Transportation says the speed camera monitoring system consists of portable and fixed cameras that will take photos of vehicles that exceed the posted speed limit by at least 12 miles per hour. The new locations are the 3700 to 4800 block of Bel Air Road around the Green School of Baltimore and the Bel Air Edison School. The city's school zone speed cameras operate Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. till 8 p.m. Speeders are fined $40. Carroll County government buildings will be closed for a couple of hours Thursday. There is a large employee holiday gathering in Carroll County. Most of the government buildings will be closed from 11:30 in the morning till 1:30 in the afternoon. Residents should get in touch with the departments they need to speak with ahead of time. Drop-off boxes for payments will be available on the lower side of the main county office building emergency services, and the northern landfill will remain open. City police in Baltimore investigating a Sunday shooting in Northwest Baltimore. Officers called to the 4800 block of Wheeler and Avenue. They found a victim there shortly after 5:30 p.m. The 26-year-old man suffered from non-life-threatening gunshot wounds. He was taken to the hospital for treatment. And a 27-year-old woman dead following a fiery crash in Baltimore City took place around 3 o'clock Saturday morning, the 2700 block of Northern Parkway. She crashed into a tree at a high rate of speed. Her vehicle caught fire. Bystanders pulled her out. But she died. Anyway, 7:32 right now on WCBM. In 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you're embarrassed to smile or not able to eat the foods that you enjoy due to loose, broken, or missing teeth, you should call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team at Baltimore Periodontics right away to schedule a free 30-minute implant consultation. Even if you've hated going to the dentist your whole life, you'll love Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team. They're the most talented, compassionate, and caring people you could ask for. And they use sedation techniques to make sure that you're completely relaxed and comfortable during treatment. If you want to have that beautiful smile and healthy mouth that you deserve, they are the experts. They're in network with a number of medical insurance companies for this life-changing Full Arch Teeth Express Teeth in a Day implant treatment, helping to save you thousands and thousands of dollars. When was the last time you saw a periodontist? Call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his expert team at Baltimore Periodontics, 410-744-6088. That's 410-744-6088.
927 was your pick three lottery number, 0985 your pick four, and now at 7:33, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Baltimore County Fire should be arriving shortly. There's a wreck at Herring Parkway at Taylor Avenue, and they're indicating now it might be a rescue there. So heads up for that, both on Herring Parkway and on Taylor Avenue moving through. Southbound JFX had a minor wreck, apparently was in the right lane. Again, we have no cameras there, but we're starting to see an impact as you're coming down from the city-county line. So if you're coming south of Ruxton Road towards Northern Parkway, definitely a heads up through there. I-95 is still slow in Harford County. The backup from Belcamp down to an accident, which is pretty much off the roadway, southbound before Route 24. It's at least a 10, maybe 15-minute delay for traffic south. And then we have delays with the wet streets and the very heavy traffic going into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Cloudy start to the work week. Some rain, scattered showers today as well. Temperatures near 50. Tomorrow, only a slight chance of a shower. 60 the high. Then more rain in the afternoon. Wednesday, still mild. 54 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Want to save up to 45% on new blinds? Blindster.com offers custom-made blinds, shades, and shutters at prices far less than big box retailers. And right now, save up to 45% off through December 16th during our extended Cyber Week sale. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Keeping themselves focused on one game at a time, the Ravens took care of what's important now yesterday, easily handling the Giants 35-14, and they did it in workmanlike fashion.
Jackson to the end zone. Bateman's down there. He's got it. Touchdown. Second of the day for Rashad Bateman. And what a toss by Lamar.
Indeed it was. Andrew Catalan with the call on CBS. First career two-touchdown game for Rashad Bateman. 7 on the year, which is 3 more than he had in his first 3 injury-marred seasons combined. After the game, Lamar on Bate.
Give you 2 more.
Lamar, there was a scramble, I think, in the first half where it looked like.
Wrong one. Later, Bateman on breaking through from the injuries himself.
It's definitely a blessing. I think I'm definitely, I've shown myself that I am what I say I am. And, you know, hopefully that I've showed the Ravens fans, this organization, Coach Harbs, Mark, whoever, that I am a playmaker. And earning Lamar's trust, teammates' trust, it's been big.
And a sidebar here on Derrick Henry with 67 rushing yards yesterday. The King now with 1,474 on the season, just 26 away from becoming the fifth player in NFL history with 4 or more 1,500-yard seasons. in a career. He would join Hall of Famers Barry Sanders, Eric Dickerson, Edgerrin James, and Walter Payton. And the Ravens now just a game behind the Steelers in the North. Pittsburgh beaten in Philly last night, 27-13. Ravens and Steelers Saturday at 4:30 at the stadium. America's game on Saturday was Blake Horvath's game for the ages. The Navy quarterback was unstoppable, 311 yards from scrimmage, four touchdowns, as the Naval Academy wins the CIC, that's the Commander-in-Chief's Trophy, pasting Army 31-13. After the game, Mids head coach Brian Newberry on his quarterback.
Blake Horvath is a special young man. I want to tell this kid that I know, and he's battled through some really difficult injuries this year, and weren't sure if he was going to be able to play in this game.
It was Horvath's first Army-Navy game. NCAA D3 playoffs, and Hopkins did it, advancing to the NCAA semis for the second time in program history, 17-10 over Mary Hardin Baylor. The Blue Jays will face perennial power Mount Union this coming Saturday. The Purple Raiders ended Salisbury's national title hopes, 38-17. And how about Susquehanna? The Red Raiders, led by Josh Ehrlich, son of the governor, scores from 1 yard out with 38 seconds to play. Susquehanna advances 24-21 over Bethel. The Riverhawks will play North Central College of Illinois in a semifinal this Saturday. NBA last night, Celtics jumped out to a 15-point halftime lead. They maintain 112-98 over the Wiz. On the ice Saturday night, the Cavs with a 4-2 win over the Sabres. Tom Wilson with his seventh goal in the last eight games. After losing their first two without Ovi, the Caps have now reeled off eight wins in their last nine games. They're on the road in Dallas tonight, taking on the Stars. Time now is 7:37 when we return from one governor to another.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
So this is interesting, and I get that, you know, Johns Hopkins football doesn't get the promotion or the accolades that Army-Navy would, but the governor, Wes Moore, went to Johns Hopkins. In fact, he played football at yes. Johns Hopkins. Mm-hmm. He had the time this week to put an Army banner in the Navy gym to kind of rile them up and make sure Navy gets, you know, focused and everything.
Yeah, because he was our 82nd Airborne.
Okay, right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But no, and if I'm wrong on this, let me know, but I haven't seen him talk about Johns Hopkins football at all. One time. This week, last week, in the playoffs. They've been in the playoffs for 3 weeks now. That's his alma mater.
Yeah.
He played football there.
He's got to justify the Bronze Star that he... Oh, wait a minute. He didn't get that.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Okay. I don't know.
Hey, can I make an observation on the Ravens real quickly?
Oh, please. Yeah, because we're waiting for this.
You kept saying they did it in a workmanlike fashion, all this kind of stuff. I got to tell you, if they go into the game against Pittsburgh on Saturday with as many penalties as they had yesterday, they're going to lose big.
Okay.
I mean, they were just horrible on penalties.
Yes. Yeah. Well, the defensive penalties, that's for sure. Okay. And that was probably the biggest downside of the game. But, Bruce, you know this, and you know this well. One game doesn't portend the next game.
No, I'm just saying.
Well, that's a trend, unless you're committing X amount of penalties every game.
They've had penalty problems all season in one fashion or another. And if they take this propensity toward penalties against the Steelers at home, I mean, they're here.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the AFC is kind of really looking interesting right now.
Yeah.
Because Buffalo's on a mission.
Buffalo hasn't lost since the Ravens beat them.
Right, they're a machine now. Mahomes, he might be dinged up a little bit.
Yeah.
Kansas City is the worst 13-1 team I've ever seen.
Yeah. I mean, they find a way to win.
Yeah. Hey, do you remember when the Colts were 13-1 back in 68?
Yeah.
That was the year they ended up losing to the Jets. But, I mean, they were a juggernaut.
They were. And then juggernauts somehow can be brought down by giant killers.
By Joe Namath.
Well, this was a jet killer. I'm sorry.
That's right.
Juggernauticans.
Bruce, are you done with your observation
now?
Okay, good. Yeah. Right. Just want to make sure. Thanks for that, Bruce.
Sure.
He gets distracted by the color yellow.
I'm the sports guy, Bruce. Me. I'm the sports guy.
I should make an
But you're right about the governor. He should have said something.
He should have done something. Yeah. Goodbye.
All right, 7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Her name is Sarah Adams. You may not have heard of her. You can follow her on X at TPA Sarah. She is a former CIA targeter. Now, what do CIA targeters do? They hunt down terrorists. That's their job.
Yeah.
And she was one of the best, by the way. And I think she's one of the most interesting women and people, for that matter, on the planet. So the U.S. is currently dropping off pallets of cash to flowing to the Taliban.
And she breaks it down here as to what she refers to as also they're kind of different buckets of cash. And here is what she talks about, you know, how this cash is arriving from the United States.
There's a second pocket of money, which everyone tells us is the $40 million a week that comes on the airplane and comes into Afghanistan. The interesting part is, I was like, well, is it $40 million a week, right? Because you got to ask these questions because, you know, there's not been a lot of honesty. So the plane comes in weekly. The amount of money on the plane weekly is $43 million to $87 million. Like, that's a big stretch. If you tell me it has $40 million on the plane and the plane is arriving with $87 million.
And she says...
So let's just talk about the $40 million piece. So that $40 million piece gets taken from the plane. It's brought to, like, Afghanistan International Bank, which, as you can imagine, is making so much money off the exchange of this insane amount of money weekly. And then it's supposed to then go all to humanitarian aid, right? It's obviously not happening that way. 70% is getting siphoned off and going to Taliban-only causes, and the majority of that is to the Taliban military.
Yeah. $40 million a week is $2 billion a
but
year.
But it's not only humanitarian. That's because NGOs allegedly are running this.
Right.
But listen to what she says the Taliban has done with the NGOs.
So the way the Taliban's doing it, I mean, they're doing the most basic thing like bribes, but that doesn't get you to 70%. Then they've done this thing where they... Every NGO that collects money from this pot of the $40 million has to have a Taliban representative basically like on their board. So Taliban has complete control as a board member of where the money goes. The last part, which is the smartest thing they did, is, as you can imagine, there's a lot of these long-standing NGOs in Afghanistan the State Department has relationships with. Well, Taliban just went in and gutted them completely and put all Taliban in them. So State Department will say, oh, we've had a 12-year relationship with them. We have this record. And they're not being honest and telling you, oh, well, the NGO we had a relationship with, none of them work there anymore, and it's all now just Taliban. So that's the key way they're siphoning this money.
And where is the money going? We'll tell you about that in just a moment. All right, it's 7:43.
Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. By the way, Choose Your Fake News comes up in 60 seconds. First, though, Chuck Whitaker.
I brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Just looking at the Beltway, the southwest side, this time right at the ramp at the BW Parkway. And all is well. The Parkville side is slow. The inner loop through Pikesville with the rain earlier. Streets are wet. The west side is pretty solid from 795 all the way down to Frederick Road. JFX, if you're coming in from Ruxton Road, you're working your way towards the city-county line, right at the county line itself. It's not too bad. Maybe the wreck could be clear now. They have no cameras there, but there was a wreck earlier southbound near Cold Spring Lane. Both the tunnels still getting to back up southbound. The ramp from Russell Street from 95 south is slow. There was an accident at the end of that ramp at Russell Street and Annapolis Road, and they're still working on the wreck in Harford County. It's been off the roadway, but they're looking at it. I-95 southbound is slow from Belcamp down to the accident scene at Route 24. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Check your battery, your belts, hoses, antifreeze. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM Weather Channel forecast. Cloudy today. Chance of scattered shower. High of 50. Right now 39 and partly cloudy in Pikesville. And it is 41 under mostly cloudy skies in Arnold. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story and you will be the winner. And today, of course, we've got a pair of tickets to any Horizon Cinema. And that, of course, in spread throughout the area, including we've got them at Marley Station Mall. It is in Aberdeen, as well as, of course, Havre de Grace as well. I'm sorry, Falston.
Yeah.
Book a party or an event in any one of the Horizon Cinema locations today, and you can win a pair of tickets right now. Doug is in Upperco. Good morning, Doug.
Morning, Doug.
Morning. Gentlemen, it's days like this. I wish I was commuting somewhere so Chuck's efforts would be well-received.
Oh. Yeah. Well, they are well received already, but
yeah, I mean, the only thing that's more well received are Chuck's checks.
Yeah.
That's about it. So, Doug, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
I will go last.
All right. Good luck to you, sir. Here are your three stories.
Shut up.
You want an insulation from Chuck on that, Doug, or you want to be right next to him, or? I mean, you seem to be ambivalent.
I'd like to be next to Chuck. I want to feel those vibes.
The vibes. Yes, I'm not sure.
All right, here's what you do. Get a bucket of water. Put your foot in the bucket. Turn
Never
the
mind.
Space heater on and grab the back of it.
Story one. Politico is reporting that in the next round of pardons, President Joe Biden is considering issuing a pardon to his wife, Jill, to protect her from Congress and the Trump Justice Department. The pardon reportedly covers any and all instances of funds received from foreign entities as far back as 2007, when Jill Biden first began receiving checks. Big guy checks. Story two, BU's College of Arts and Sciences is offering a graduate-level course next semester featuring trans saints and gender-fluid angels. The broad theme for the course is medieval trans studies. It can be counted towards a master's or a PhD in English. And you've heard of meme coins? Well, the latest is Fartcoin. Yes, it's totally useless, and yes, it has nevertheless tripled in value over the past week as a market capitalization of more than $700 million, about equal to those of the Office Depot, Guess Jeanswear, and the parent company of Steak and Shake. The wave of meme coins are exploding ever since Trump embraced cryptocurrency.
So the fart coins are exploding.
Yes.
Okay.
Story one. Joe Biden considering a pardon for wife Jill. Story two. BU offering a graduate-level course featuring trans saints and gender-fluid angels. And story three, the fart coin exploding in value. All right, we'll start with Mr. Bruce,
okay,
since he was the first to comment.
I think political sounds reasonable. That's a kind of a Joe Biden thing to do. And I just for sport, I think the fart coin, because Chuck will love saying this out loud, I think it's probably true. I'm going to guess story number two is fake news.
All right, Bruce is number two. Kristen.
See, that's the only one I actually could see being true, because there's a lot of old weird artwork in history. So I could see maybe you coming up with a class like that. So I think that's true, and I think the Bitcoin story is true. I'm going to go with number one.
Okay, Kristen goes for story one. Mr. Cheese, monarch of the cheese.
Yes. One day I'll take a picture of that shirt, which I still have. I'm going to go with one.
All right. Another one for one. And Doug, an uppercut?
I'm going to go for number one.
All right. Doug goes for number one as well. Nobody votes for story number three. Fartcoin. Yeah, that's a true story.
Yeah.
And story number one, the Politico reports Joe Biden considering pardoning his wife. That is our fake news story
well
of
done,
the
guys.
Day. Way to go, Doug. Put you on hold. Congratulations. You are a winner. And we'll do it all again tomorrow morning right here on the Morning
nice
Drive
guy.
With Casey and Elliot. So the big question is, where's all this money going that we're sending over to the Taliban, some $40 to $80 million,
yeah,
pallets of cash that they're scheming, they're outsmarting us, which, of course, doesn't take much to outsmart the Democrat Party these days. Hopefully this all comes to an end in 35 days, but right now, here is where Sarah Adams says the money is going, as far as to the Taliban. I mean, they're skimming stuff off the top and they're siphoning it. We played it at the top of the hour, and she says it's going to a Taliban martyr fund. Okay, so they've replaced all these people on the board of the NGOs with Taliban friendlies, and when the money comes in from the United States, so U.S. tax dollars are paying for families of martyrs who have either killed U.S. soldiers or tried to kill U.S. soldiers or U.S. civilians in Afghanistan. And if that doesn't make your blood boil, I don't know what will. That is completely outrageous. 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. And for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kimco Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather is changing. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call Tim Kyle at 410-876-9404. That's 410-876-9404. Online, you'll find them at timkylecompany.com. That's Tim, K-Y-L-E. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
You won't need a warrant.
What? Are you crazy?
When you're on the search for news, traffic, and weather, all the evidence you'll need is at the top of the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and whenever news breaks. Talk Radio WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Interesting story. Just, you know, kind of hanging out there, Sean. A number of D.C. restaurant workers are saying they're going to refuse to serve Trump officials, or they're going to do their best to make dining out a living hell for these people. One of whom, by the way, has already been fired for this.
Good.
Because what they figure is they'll just make Trump officials wait a half an hour for their entree. It'll just make it inconvenient for them.
Go woke, go broke. Yep. Guess what? They now risk bankrupting their place of employment and other co-workers because of their selfish, liberal wokeism.
What they will do is they'll put themselves out of work because no employer is going to say, why are you making that guy wait half an hour?
They should be named and shamed. The woman in question, Susanna Van Roy, worked as a server at Bukert's Saloon on Capitol Hill. So she is now toast.
Yep.
Pardon the pun.
7:53, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Let's all toast to Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Both the tunnels with delays, and 895 now has gone back to between Pulaski Highway and Moravia Road. So with the wet streets and the heavy traffic, it's now backed up. So probably 20 to 25 minutes southbound to get through that, through the tunnel on 895 and eventually out onto the southbound side. The ramp from 95 south onto Russell Street has improved. That would indicate that the wreck on Russell Street southbound as you're moving down towards the ramp at Annapolis Road has been cleared. All four lanes are open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but you'll have delays, heavy traffic south around Eastern Avenue and the O'Donnell Street ramp. All the morning backups compounded with the rain on the Beltway. Baltimore County is working on the wreck at Paring Parkway at Taylor Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the town says cloudy, chance of scattered showers for your Monday, 50, and then widespread rain tonight. More scattered showers perhaps tomorrow with a slight chance of shower and a high of 60 as far as that goes. And right now we're seeing, the sunshine is peeking out of the clouds here this morning. So we got partly cloudy skies and 39 in Forest Hill, mostly sunny, 40 in Glen Burnie.
As you all know by now, Pete Hegseth has been nominated as the Secretary of Defense by Donald Trump. People on the left are trying to latch onto something they can use to delegitimize him. Here's Hegseth a couple of months ago being very clear about how he feels about women in combat.
I'm straight up just saying we should not have women in combat roles. It hasn't made us more effective, hasn't made us more lethal, has made fighting more complicated.
Yeah, fair enough. There are a number of people who feel that way because of the complications of having women in the foxhole with you. It changes the nature of any cohesive unit in a very odd kind of fashion. Now, Hegseth last week said this.
I also want an opportunity here to clarify comments that have been misconstrued that I somehow don't support women in the military. Some of our greatest warriors, our best warriors out there are women.
All right, now that is not a contradiction. That's not him walking back a previous statement. That's him clarifying. I want them in the military. I do not want them in combat. There's no conflict there. But, of course, the political left wants to see if they can't create it into a conflict. Here's Jennifer Rubin.
You'll notice he didn't say that he supported women in combat. He only said he supported women in the military.
Yeah.
Not only is he a conspiratorial nut, not only has he said bizarre and inappropriate things about women in the military, gays in the military, he is utterly unqualified for this.
Really? Why? Because he doesn't think women belong in combat? Does that make him unqualified? I'm trying to figure out exactly on what basis she's linking those two thoughts. To me, it's a reasonable enough thing to say. I'm fine with women in the military. I do not want them, you know, in a combat unit on the ground advancing against the enemy.
You know, look, we get back to physical, biological differences. There are a couple of reasons why women in combat don't work. There are physical differences between men and women. Men are usually stronger and bigger. And when you're in combat hand to hand, that's what we're talking about here. Yeah. Not just flying Apache helicopters or operating missile launchers, whatever they are. But when you are in the grunt hand to hand combat, there is an advantage for the male over the female. That's just the biological reality that people like Jennifer Rubin don't get, don't want to admit.
Oh, she goes further than that, Sean. She says, don't forget, there are allegations. Remember, folks, an allegation is not factual. It's simply an allegation.
There are serious allegations about alcoholism, about infidelity, both of which, by the way, would be disqualifying for an officer in the military. It is an absurd pick, and it is emblematic of the depths to which the Republican Party has fallen, that no one, not even Joni Ernst, has the nerve to oppose such an outrageous pick.
By the way, there are allegations that Jennifer Rubin is into necrophilia. Now, I've nothing on which to back that up. I just want to say that's a serious allegation that should be looked at very seriously. We should have a committee to examine whether or not or to what degree Jennifer Rubin is actually into necrophilia, because I think that is a serious allegation. Allegations are not factual, folks. They are simply allegations. But, of course, Congresswoman, what is her name? Robin Kelly, she says, well, it's real simple. We're not going to give the job because, quote, he doesn't deserve the job.
We have many veterans that serve in Congress, and hopefully my Republican senators will not let the Fox News commentator take that position. He does not deserve it.
He does not deserve it.
Yeah. Well, you know, they keep saying
they deserve it.
They keep saying Fox News commentary. This is a warrior.
Yeah.
This is a guy that went, served, got out. I mean, went back for another tour, and served again ably, honorably. Was decorated for his service, and has written books about how he is going to make sure he cleans up our military and get rid of that woke virus that has been infecting not only. It's basically at the Joint Chiefs. So those are the ones that got to go.
Yeah.
And hopefully Trump will ask for their resignations in about 35 days.
Oh, they're having apoplexy over that. The idea that Trump would actually say some of the people at the very top of our military are political animals. We want warriors, not politicians there. Oh, you can't do that. You can't do that.
Yeah, well, it's time to clean up a lot of it, and military's part of it, FBI, DOJ, you name it. There is the day of reckoning is coming. It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. California took a pounding over the weekend, complements of severe storms that swept in from the Pacific. National Weather Service forecaster Dalton Berenger says tornadoes are rare in California, but not unheard of.
We deal with these types of storms that are rotating offshore quite a bit that may produce waterspouts over the ocean, and they move onshore. It's rare, but we see it at least a few times a year.
Government officials are responding to questions about mysterious drone activity over the Northeast. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said there's, in his words, no evidence the reported drone sightings pose a national security or public safety threat. That echoes statements from the Pentagon and New Jersey's governor, but some state lawmakers are demanding more answers. A new birth of religious freedom, at least for now, in Syria. Weeks before Christmas, Christians on Sunday openly worshiped yesterday for the first time since the overthrow of the oppressive Iran-backed regime of Bashar al-Assad. Economists have their eye on the Federal Reserve meeting this week and the coming announcement on interest rates.
Americans waiting on lower borrowing costs for mortgages and other loans may be disappointed by this Wednesday's announcement from Federal Reserve policymakers. The Fed is widely expected to reduce the benchmark interest rate, but only by a quarter point to about 4.3%. The last few economic reports indicate that inflation has dropped, but remains stubbornly above the 2% target rate. Economists in Wall Street now predict policymakers will signal fewer rate cuts in 2025 and a more gradual pace than was previously expected. David Wilcox, a former senior Fed official and an economist with the Peterson Institute for International Economics, says we're on the cusp of a transition to them not cutting every meeting. I'm Jennifer King.
On Wall Street, Dow futures right now are up by 87 points. S&P 500 higher by 15. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Hear that? The soothing sounds of a bubble bath. And if you were here, you'd smell a single cedar leaf candle. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get back on the road and enjoy 24/7 roadside assistance from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And then take a shower, because it's fast, like your motorcycle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance may require comprehensive coverage, not available in all states.
For anyone with everyday aches and pains, I've got a question. What are you missing out on? Probably a lot. So let me tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In about 3 weeks, you'll discover what it's like to feel better. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Good Monday morning. It's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
95 South coming down from Harford County at Belcamp. Now a little better than the wreck down there earlier, Route 24. Apparently now is cleared, so the pace is improving after Belcamp at Route 543. Nothing major on the Beltway, but with the rain and the wet streets, everybody's slow. Parkville side in the inner loop area towards Greenspring and on the west side, pretty much from 795 to Frederick Road. Off and on, we get a little slow from Route 40 up towards I-70 on the inner loop. Both the tunnels, 895 is still back to Pulaski Highway. 95 is slow just around the beginning of the curve at Eastern Avenue. So right now we're anywhere from 15 to 20 minutes southbound with the backups at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy start to the work week. Some rain, scattered showers today as well. Temperatures near 50. Tomorrow, only a slight chance of a shower, 60 the high, then more rain in the afternoon. Wednesday, still mild, 54 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Reisterstown has 36 degrees and Ellicott City has 38 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning, it's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Those in Carroll County, listen up for a sec. Carroll County government buildings will be closed for a couple of hours Thursday for an employee holiday gathering. Most of the government buildings will be closed from 11:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Thursday. Residents should get in touch with the departments they need to speak with ahead of time. Anne Arundel County grand jury has indicted a orphans court judge on one count of illegal wiretap and one count of misconduct in office. According to the charging document, Judge Mark Knapp recorded judicial deliberations without the knowledge or consent of other parties in June. It is illegal in Maryland to record conversations without the consent of all parties involved in a conversation. An attorney for Knapp maintains that his client is innocent. School zone dog cameras expected to begin operating in new Baltimore locations today. The City Department of Transportation says the speed camera monitoring system consists of portable and fixed cameras that will take photos of vehicles that exceed the posted speed limit by at least 12 miles per hour. City police investigated a Sunday shooting in northwest Baltimore. Officers called to the 4800 block of Willern Avenue. They found a victim shortly before 5:30 p.m. Officers say the 26-year-old man suffered non-life-threatening gunshot wounds, and he was taken to the hospital for treatment. It's 8:05 at WCBM. Lottery numbers, 927 was your pick 3. Your pick 4 is 0985. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Despite the penalties yesterday, the Ravens' defense with a dominant performance, albeit against the Giants.
Doyle looking deep. He's going to throw it deep. Neighbors in the double coverage. Intercepted. Picked off on the play by Ardarius Washington. And
listen to the crowd, by the way, on that interception. That was a pro-Ravens crowd. Andrew Catalan with the call on CBS. The pick by Washington, the cherry on top. Baltimore beats New York. 35-14 was the final. They move within one game of the Steelers in the AFC North. After the game, Roquan Smith on the team's mindset coming in.
Yeah, you take every single opponent throughout the league very serious. At the end of the day, each of those guys on that side of the ball have a job. And at the end of the day, they're going to do what they have to do to the best of their ability. Because it's their job, and it's our job to do everything to the best of our ability. And we just got the mindset after the bye, like this is a new season for us.
Ravens defense allowed just 236 yards on the day. That was a season low. Meanwhile, Lamar Jackson, 5 touchdown passes, no picks. 6th time in his career he's done that. Also surpassing 6,000 career rushing yards. Only he and Michael Vick have done that. Steelers beaten last night by the Eagles. Bills in a wild one snap the Lions. 11-game winning streak, and all of a sudden, they look like the favorites in the AFC. Coming up at 8:35, the next Usain Bolt. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. There is a lot to consider when you are planning out your retirement income. Things like knowing how to maximize your retirement income while also minimizing your taxes in retirement and getting a safe income that's going to last as long as you last. Now, if you'd like to be sure that your accounts are up to date, you should visit my friend Rod Barrowy and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call Rod now, 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120 on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Hey, WCBM, wherever you go, listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's hour number 3 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. Join the conversation this hour, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at The Morning Drive at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Your top stories this hour, ABC. And George, stay on top of this. Forced to apologize to Donald Trump and pay $16 million for comments that he made about the rape of E. Jean Carroll, which was not rape.
Yeah, defamation is a son of a gun, folks. Ocean City County Sheriff over in New Jersey says, look, I've seen these damn drones.
They don't give off heat like regular drones.
Why do you think that is?
We don't know. It's just something that we haven't, you know, it's not something that we've had our hands on. It's not something that we've experienced.
Yeah.
Top story here today is that Governor Westmore, he has been besieged by the residents of Maryland, by the voters of Maryland, on a number of issues. Probably the most pressing is the epidemic of juvenile crime throughout our state, throughout our city. And, of course, he's the one that appointed Vinnie Schiraldi. And he's the one that could remove Vinnie Schiraldi and right the ship. But he has failed to do so. He won't do so.
Yeah.
Then there's the Stop MPRP, which he's awakened to somewhat of late, but still will have to, and proof will be in the pudding as to what, if anything, he will do. Then there's the ongoing budget issue, the budget shortage, that we desperately calls for leadership.
Yes.
But he seems like he's willing to punt to the General Assembly. So he hasn't been willing to listen to the people so far on these important issues. But there is one issue. One issue that Governor Moore says he's listening to the people. And that is, we got to get that beer and wine in grocery stores.
One of the common threads and themes that I hear is that people want this to happen. And so this is about listening to the people. The other thing is, too, is that if a person in many communities is having to, is or is choosing to go buy beer or wine, that in many communities they have to do it through things like bulletproof glass. And so let's be clear that this is also about making sure that if people are going to want to go and purchase beer or wine, that they also should have a chance to do it in dignity.
Wait a minute, no. He's listening to the people, so he wants to do what the people want. Can we talk about power lines, sir? Exactly what the people want?
Well, yeah, again, and look, there are some states and in some jurisdictions where you can buy. For instance, in Florida, you can buy liquor or alcohol in Trader Joe's. I do know in Virginia, you can buy beer and wine in grocery stores. They have state liquor stores, but you can buy beer and wine in grocery stores. I'm okay with that, but his reasoning is that in many communities, they have to buy their liquor behind a bulletproof glass, and that is they're suffering indignity.
Yep.
Does he really think for one second that grocery markets are going to flock to Baltimore City because they can sell beer and wine now?
Really?
I mean, I don't see it. There's a reason why there are food deserts in Baltimore City, and it's not because lack of beer and wine in the grocery stores.
If only there were beer in one of the grocery stores, then urban areas would be full of grocery stores.
Yeah.
It's an odd logic.
It is one for us to contemplate and pontificate on. You may do so at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680.
That's why Chuck always uses Uber Booze to make sure that his beer and alcohol is delivered directly to his home. 813, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
You pull up at the back door at ABC Liquors in Spring Hill, you put it in the trunk, off you go.
That's right. Oh, you actually go out for it. They don't go down to you?
Not everybody does it that way. Yeah.
Didn't say it was everybody. All right. How about me, Mr. Casey?
Is that on the way to golf?
Sometimes.
Yes.
It just depends on what we're picking up. The Bay Bridge, everything's open. It's not raining now. It was raining pretty hard earlier this morning. It's still wet on the roadways, and that little fog is settling in on the main span. So it's going to keep the pace slow, though we're all moving as we're heading over eventually towards the Severn River Bridge and then towards I-97. You're back up southbound on I-97. A lot of spacing between the cars this morning. They're not fighting the bright sunshine there at 178. So we're still slow, and we're going to be a little heavy coming south from Benfield Boulevard along I-97, but if we keep the pace like it is right now, overall, it's not too bad through that area. Still slowing in and around the Beltway. There are delays, of course, continuing with the heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker. I'm with traffic and weather on the threes.
You're
on
evil.
Radio 680,
you're evil.
WCBM.
Right. Chuck's designated driver is Big Bertha. Just remember that.
Big Bertha. There's not enough room up front for both of us.
That's right. Weather channel forecast. Cloudy. Chance of scattered showers today at a high of 50. And right now, 39 and sunny in Owings Mills. And it's 41 and sunny in Pasadena. And time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
I hear the kinds of comments you're about to hear, that old Brenda Lee song comes to mind, Who's Sorry Now? Because, boy, there are a lot of people on the left who are still kind of licking their wounds. Well, actually, they're pouring salt in their own wounds so they can complain some more, is more accurately. Let's head to the clown car for good. Head to the big top. Enter the big top. Grab your seats and focus your attention on the Democrat clown car as it enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and yes, out steps the whiner-in-chief. It's Don Lemon. He cannot believe what Time Magazine has had the nerve to do.
Now, if they wanted to make someone Person of the Year, I don't know, they could have done it to with any person. Let me ask you, Time Magazine. You have someone on the cover of your magazine who is an adjudicated assaulter. You have someone who inspired an insurrection. You have someone who, without a doubt, the evidence is there, tried to overturn a free and fair election. Is this a joke? Did we get something wrong? Did someone scam us? Are we sure about this, producers?
Yeah.
Did someone put out a fake tweet or something about this?
That's Don Lemon. Don, I just have one question for you. Does cheese come with that wine? And please get yourself back in the clown car and get out of here. Yeah.
He might want to be a little bit careful because he said adjudicated assaulter.
Yep.
That might grab the attention of the Trump defamation squad.
Yep.
Just saying. That would be very delicious if that happened, that's for sure. Let's go to the phone. Scott is in Westminster.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, guys. I was at the Army-Navy game on Saturday. The first time I was able to go.
Oh, very cool.
20 years Army, I could never go. It's disappointing, but in one sense. But in the other, it's the only game where everyone on the field is willing to fight and die for everyone in the stands and watching at home. So I'm grateful for however it turns out. But you should have heard the crowd go nuts whenever they panned to Trump and Vance and Hegseth and Daniel Penny in that box. It was great. Even the cadets and the midshipmen and their mascots were going insane whenever they panned to them. So that was probably some of the best aspect of that. But, you know, I've met Pete Hegseth a couple of times, and aside from my personal positive thoughts on him, anyone who hasn't served in the military really has no business sounding off on what his qualifications are in any way.
You're here.
Yep. You're 100% right on that. I don't know if you get a chance to see it, but because you were at the game, and I don't know if they played it, but about a 5-minute intro before the game on folks when you apply to West Point, the Naval Academy, it's the when they get the acceptance letter. And they had all these families responding, and some of the Corps cadets and the midshipmen responding. It just was a very, very moving piece. And you summed it up right when you said that this is a game where they're obviously competing against each other, but they're willing to serve the country and they're willing to die for everybody watching. That pretty much sums it up.
Where are you served?
That's why it's America's game. And if I may bring up about that charity event that Pete's involved with, the Freedom Alliance. And we have a charity event coming up in Frederick at the Rockwell Brewery Riverside on Friday the 27th from 7 to 11. And it's to benefit Ollie North's Freedom Alliance, the Carroll County Veteran Independence Project, and Happy Hubs, which is my veterinary partner's charity to defray veterinary costs for veterans. And it's called 80s Rewind Salute to Service. So if you go on the Weird Science page or just look at 80s Rewind Salute to Service on Facebook, you can get tickets on Eventbrite, or you can get them at the door, and that's from 7 to 11, Friday the 27th at Rockwell Brewery, Riverside. It's in the honor of my casualty notification, Army Corporal Stephen McGowan, who was killed in Iraq on March 4th, 2005. I was the notification officer to his mother. So all proceeds will be raised in his name for those three charities.
All right. It's a wonderful, wonderful cause. Scott, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for your comment. Appreciate that. You have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Still to come, maybe there needs to be some more listening to the people, and we'll have a couple of folks that Governor Moore needs, since he's into listening to them.
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
It's good that he's listening to the people. But you can't cherry pick, can't use selective listening skills. You should be listening to the people on everything that concern the people of Maryland.
I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. What did you say?
Come up at 8:35. More drone gaslighting from our friends in the national federal government and, of course, ABC. And George, stay on top of this with massive egg on their face. $16 million worth as we get into that as well. 8:20, you're listening to Morning Drive. Law Office of Michael A. Freeman there for you 24/7. And again, this is messy weather, and we move into that frozen stuff, hopefully not sooner, later. Accidents, this is accident season. It just is. And Michael wants to make sure that you're protected, get your insurance policy, make sure all the coverages are up to snuff. Any questions, call Michael or Stephen or Rachel Alpert Friedman. They'll be more than happy to answer all of your questions. But just remember this, that the best advice I can give you, go to the website, maflaw.com, download the following, the 15 things to remember when you're involved in an automobile accident. And I keep mine in my, you can keep it in your glove compartment or above your visor, because what happens is it's traumatizing. If you get in one of these accidents, you forget the things that you should be saying or should be doing. And so this is a handy guide so that you can keep it in your vehicle when you need it. Hopefully you never do. Secondly is the personal injury assistant app. And that is something that you download to your phone. You can then record witness statements, take pictures or videos of the scene. And all of that is saved for prosperity and sent to the servers at the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. So when you call them to report your unfortunate accident and or injury, you can then they'll have a record of it, and then they can begin working on your claim and your case. So two very important things at maflaw.com from the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, serving Marylanders for over 40 years.
The Temptations and the Four Tops, Friday, April 18th at the Lyric Baltimore, celebrating 40 years of Temptations and Four Tops, plus celebrating 60 years of the iconic hit My Girl. Reserve seats on sale now at etix.com and the Lyric box office. A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Oh, yeah, so
Hanukkah. Yeah. We're gonna eat some latkes. Fry up some crispy latkes.
Love those things, man.
Potato pancakes.
Sour cream, little applesauce.
Mm. That's great. Never thought I would hear Hanukkah and Bamba combined together singing about latkes.
That's brilliant.
That's a great bump. Of course, Hanukkah is on Christmas Eve this year. That's a great bump.
Begins on 8:23 right
and
now.
And notice she strategically placed it right before Chuck Whitaker with potato pancakes, hand in hand.
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
Right.
Well, hand in hand, quite literally, or hand to mouth. So, 8:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Slim Jim with traffic and weather.
In the back of my hand to your mouth. That'll shut him up.
Peace on earth.
That'll shut him up.
Goodwill towards men.
Yeah.
The report of an accident. Haven't seen it yet. The call was interloop between the JFX and 83, and then it was also reported over towards 83 and Charles Street. So the outer loop is beginning to slow. Here comes the fire department on the outer loop. Hook and ladder is going down the right side pretty quickly, so they're getting into the area. We'll try to pinpoint that. But for right now, anybody on 83 and anybody on the beltway between Charles Street and the JFX, heads up. The report was on the inner loop, but we're seeing some slowing on the outer loop as well. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast, cloudy, chance of scattered showers still this morning, high of 50, widespread rain could be overnight. Tomorrow, only a slight chance of showers and a high of 60, but right now it is cleared up a bit, and we see some sunshine. It is sunny and 39 in Columbia, and it is 40 and sunny in Bel Air. This is interesting. Questions are now being raised about Governor Moore's integrity again after a 2006 report has surfaced. This is according to Maryland Matters. His resume with that application claimed that Governor Moore, then a captain in the U.S. Army, had received the Maryland College Football Hall of Fame Award. There is no such award. Both misstatements were explained away in the Times story by Moore's superiors at the time, his commanding officer in Afghanistan, and a coach on the Johns Hopkins University football team where Moore was a player, as additions they insisted he make on the expectation that he would receive the honors. So that's sort of like, you know, preemptive pardons. These are preemptive awards that Westmore thought he was getting. The Bronze Star and, of course, the Maryland College Football Hall of Fame.
I wonder how typical that is. I mean, this is something I've not heard very frequently at all. And also with Moore, it's like my resume is built on things I was supposed to get.
With all due respect to Mr. Governor, on Friday the 13th, just after midnight, horror struck at Patterson Park as a couple was carjacked on the 2400 block of East Fairmont Avenue. 2 hours later, two 14-year-olds were arrested, and police recovered a loaded handgun inside the vehicle. That carjacking came just 17 hours after four 15-year-olds robbed an 81-year-old in North Baltimore. Three of those teens had prior arrests, including handgun charges. And, of course, Mayor Scott continues to express his concern.
We are seeing them arrest the same people sometimes in the same day.
Yeah, and the commish, well, he, of course, now answers, has always answered to the mayor, but the mayor now pulling the strings of the BPD.
Our job is to go out and arrest the offenders or to take them into custody, and then we turn it over to the Department of Juvenile Services or the state's attorney for them to do the prosecution model. We can't do anything about who they prosecute, who they hold.
One of the witnesses said, and again, Governor, this is where you would want to listen carefully because you are listening to the people, as you have said.
Yeah, he's a
quote,
people listener.
I don't know what needs to happen, but something definitely needs to be done. You release these kids, and the parents don't do anything, so it just gives them the incentive to go out and do it again. End of quote. So, and again, this is after it comes as the new juvenile laws, which are supposed to call for more accountability, have been in effect for 2 months now. And it is something that, Governor, if you're listening to the people, and that's a laudable thing to do, you need to expand that listening category to just not beer and wine and grocery stores, but to a lot of other categories, including juvenile crime.
Juvenile crime and power lines. There are a number of areas where the governor could be putting the ear to the ground to see what the people want, because he does want to listen to the people sometimes.
And folks weighing in on the having to, the indignity of having to buy liquor in front of a bulletproof glass. Mark says it must be too hard to shoplift in liquor stores in Baltimore City. And here's Joe. He says Westmore wants to remove the bulletproof glass so it's easier to rob the liquor stores. I got to admit,
the first time I went into a liquor store and there was bulletproof glass, I was put off. But I thought, think of where you are,
right,
and think of what the robbery risk is. And it made perfect sense to me then that this is a high robbery kind of place. You got to go into a liquor store, and there are some neighborhoods where you go in, and the anticipation if you run that shop is we are going to get held up at some point.
Yeah, and the point is being made that Governor Moore was anticipating an award that didn't exist. There is no Maryland College Football Hall of Fame. So there could not be any award from an entity that does not exist. So he just fabricated it.
Deals. Details.
By the way, this just in, they have determined the source of drones in Jersey. Apparently, Governor Christie is placing a lot of DoorDash offers.
Yeah, really. So I'll tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice. Dr. Laser, Dr. Doroshenko have been making my smile great again for years, and they have now addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. The practice is cosmetic and advanced dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. Now, if you have missing teeth, that snaggletooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done. Have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again.
The drone mystery continues to deepen. We have the latest for you coming up next after these news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. And Andy Harris says he's aware of numerous apparent drone sightings over Delmarva Peninsula and Salisbury. And a Facebook post, Andy Harris says transparency from the White House is needed to find out if the drones were a threat to our national security. He says if the drones are a threat, quote, proper corrective action must be taken immediately. City police say a person of interest is in custody following a weekend murder in West Baltimore. The Saturday shooting happened at around 8 p.m. the 200 block of North Payson Street. The 29-year-old victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Police say their investigation is ongoing. Carroll County government buildings will be closed for a couple of hours midday Thursday for an employee holiday gathering. If you have government business on Thursday, be aware most government buildings will be closed from 11:30 in the morning until 1:30 in the afternoon. Residents should get in touch with the departments they need to speak with ahead of time. Attleboro County Grand Jury has indicted an orphans court judge on one count of illegal wiretap and one count of misconduct in office. According to the charging document, Judge Mark Knapp recorded judicial deliberations without the knowledge or consent of the other parties in June. And school zone cameras are expected to begin operating in new Baltimore locations today. The City Department of Transportation says the speed camera monitoring system consists of both portable and fixed cameras that will take photos of vehicles that exceed the posted speed limit by at least 12 miles per. The new locations, the 3700 block to the 4800 block of Bel Air Road around the Green School of Baltimore and the Bel Air Edison School. The city's school zone speed cameras operate Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. till 8 p.m. Speeders are fined $40 for their misbehavior. And city police are investigating a Sunday shooting in Northwest Baltimore. Officers called to the 4800 block of Willard Avenue. They found a victim shortly after 5:30 p.m. 26-year-old man suffered non-life-threatening gunshot wounds. He was taken to the hospital for treatment. It's 8:32. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes is next.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. Do you want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes?
Oh, yeah!
How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts? Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
833 right now at Talk Radio 680 WCBM. 927 was your pick three lottery number. 0985, your pick four. And now it's time for Chuck Whitaker, and weather on the threes.
I think I heard Baltimore County Fire when they got to that wreck at 83 around the Beltway. Said the vehicles off the road went into the woods. So a lot of times it could be there on the ramp from the interloop to go north on 83, somewhere around that ramp. The problem is the camera at 83 now has locked up. Can't see it. The camera back at the JFX is not working, but I can tell you there is a delay going back towards Greenspring. The outer loop, which was coming over from York Road and was actually looking at it, I think can still see whatever activity it is because we're slow west of York Road. So it's around that interchange at the Beltway and I-83. Early this morning, we had that incident on Greenspring Avenue at Old Court Road. Apparently, that's still there. That's the first light, of course, inside the Beltway on Greenspring Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy start to the work week. Some rain, scattered showers today as well. Temperatures near 50. Tomorrow, only a slight chance of a shower, 60 the high, then more rain in the afternoon. Wednesday, still mild, 54 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The holidays are here, which means your schedule got busier. At Valvoline Instant Oil, there's no appointment needed, and your full-service oil change takes about 15 minutes. Visit BaltimoreOilChange.com for 20% off your next visit.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. Next up for the Ravens after their 35-14 rout of the Giants yesterday is the showdown with the Steelers. Saturday at 4:30, M&T Bank Stadium. A win by Baltimore ties the Steelers for the division lead. A win by Pittsburgh, and they win the AFC North. Ravens linebacker Roquan Smith on flipping the switch.
Like, those guys are going to come in, and we know what's on the line. It's the division title. Each and every team in the division want to win a division, so you're willing to put everything on the line for that. And I know myself personally, I'm ready to go out on my shield.
Rashad Bateman on how the team needs to think going into the Steeler game.
Just, you know, being mature, knowing that we still have work to do. Don't get complacent. I don't think we ever have. But, you know, just being able to go back to work tomorrow and sharpen the details, I think that's what we need to do.
Elsewhere in the NFL, Steelers clinched a playoff berth despite the loss to the Eagles yesterday. Texans clinched the South with their win over Miami. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes week to week with an ankle injury in the win over the Browns, and the Bills snap the Lions' 11-game winning streak under the wild 48-42 win in Detroit. High school football yesterday. It was the 28th annual Baltimore Touchdown Club High School Football All-Star Game at Guilford Park in Jessup. Beautiful stadium. Baltimore area Stars pitted against the Metro Stars, and Metro comes back and beats Baltimore 28-21 in overtime. Linganore's Sean Pelovitz plunges over from 1 yard out for the decisive score. Franklin's Anthony Gibson had a 55-yard punt return for a score, and Malachi Bryan out of Owings Mills High School with a 62-yard touchdown catch from Pelovitz. Wiz back on the hardwood last night, fell to the Celtics 112-98. Baltimore's Bub Carrington in a losing effort, 11 points, 10 rebounds in 40 minutes. A sidebar here, the Wiz are 3-21. They're on pace for 10 wins this year. The all-time worst record in NBA history belongs to the 76ers back in 1972 when they won 9 games. Baseball news, the Freddie Freeman Ball Game 1 walk-off grand slam against the Yanks sold over the weekend, $1.56 million. And while we're at it, a happy birthday to one Billy Ripken, who was born on December 16th, 1954, making the younger Ripken 60 years old today. Can you believe Billy Ripken is 60 years old? And finally, Usain Bolt, watch your back. A 16-year-old from Brisbane, Australia, whose parents are from South Sudan, is catching up. His name is Gout, not making it up, and he doesn't suffer from it. Just set a world record for 16-year-olds in the 100-meter at 10.4 seconds. Better than Usain Bolt at that age. Next up, flies to Florida, trains with Noah Lyles, the reigning Olympic 100-meter champion.
Wow.
Time now, 8:37. When we return, Friday football pick'em. The race tightens up.
Hey, it's Gary Stein here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Jim Barbie Automotive. Since 2004, family-owned and operated, located at 10821 Philadelphia Road in White Marsh, Jim Barbie Automotive has provided excellent automotive diagnostics and repair. They also provide full-service fleet services. All technicians are ASC certified, so you'll be assured a quality result for your vehicle. Reach Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848 or online at jimbarbieautomotive.com, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
First of all, that kid, Gout. Now, that's fast.
Yeah.
16 years old out of Brisbane.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you spell that? Is it spelled like gout?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I mean, I haven't smelled the guy, but okay.
Do you know Olivier Rioux, R-I-O-U-X?
I've heard the name.
Yeah, he is a Florida player, basketball player. He's 7'9".
Yeah, that's right. We talked about him.
7'9".
I think he's going to Florida next year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you defend against a guy who's 7'9"?
Forget that. How do you get 7'9"?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just crazy. Can you imagine?
What is the tallest NBA player to ever play?
Well, it's got to be Manute Bol.
Yeah.
Right, 7'7".
He was 7'7"?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 7'9". Like,
seven,
like, where do you get a 7'9" bed?
Yeah.
Like, how do you do that? How do you get a suit?
Two beds together.
How do you get shoes?
At the big and tall shop.
Yeah.
Okay. Like that tall?
Yeah. Or you go to Shoe Enough.
I guarantee you there's nobody making a suit for a 7'9" guy.
Yeah, is there
a
custom? Big and tall, yeah.
Some right. Taylor will be very fortunate.
Yeah, Enzo in D.C., that's a good custom place. All right, listen.
Log it.
Listen. Exactly. Friday football pick 'em. Nobody had a good week.
Yeah, it was a bad week.
Right. 2-2, you and me, Sean. But Bruce, you fell. 1-3. So here we go. Bruce is 37-23. I'm 36-24. Sean, you're 34-26.
All right, so you're a game back.
I'm a game back. You're three games back. Three games separate us with 3 weeks to go.
Still doable.
Doable. Very doable.
Yeah.
But Sean, you're going to have to email your picks in or something because you're going away.
Yeah. Well, I'll be here this week and then starting next week.
I'll but you know what? Sean, I don't know if we're going to accept email picks because I think you have to be here to vote.
Okay.
Well, I could be out Christmas.
You know, had I got those rules prior to the game?
I know. We would have changed everything.
Oh, you didn't. Then I would honor those.
Oh, there was
rules.
A contract and you signed it.
I did not
sign it. You didn't read the fine print.
Look, if I'm getting anything from you two, I'm reading it before I sign it. Believe me.
That's a good call.
All right, thanks, Gary. 8:39, 21 before the hour of 9 o'clock. Time for a more drone discussion.
There's a reporter over on News Nation. Guy's name is McHugh, Rich McHugh. And he said that he lives in New Jersey. And he said that as around 4 weeks ago, he would have said that this whole story about drones was, you know, swamp gas, in essence, that he wouldn't have believed a word of it. He said until he was actually there on the beach in Ocean County, New Jersey, and he saw around 50 drones go past him.
We're here in central Jersey. We've been looking for the past hour. I think we've seen about 40 or 50 of these drones. In fact, there's one over my shoulder right there. One after another, these drones appeared in the night sky. If you look real close, they look like fixed-wing aircraft, about 8 to 10 feet wide, colorful, white blinking lights.
That is not a plane.
Definitely not an airplane, but what was it?
Ocean County Sheriff weighed on this. They have their own drones that they set up, and they're puzzled as all get out.
They don't give off heat like regular drones.
Why do you think that is?
We don't know. It's just something that we haven't, you know, it's not something that we've had our hands on. It's not something that we've experienced.
Yeah, and the sheriff of Ocean County is a guy named Michael Mastronardi, and he says when this stuff all began to happen, he began to place telephone calls.
Advised after we made contact with that officer that there were 50 that came off the ocean.
50?
50. That was my reaction also. There were 50 that were coming off the ocean.
And this is a sworn officer?
A sworn officer, yes. We contacted state police, we contacted the FBI, we contacted the Coast Guard, at which point the Coast Guard went out with their boat, and they reported seeing 13 following their boat, and then the Coast Guard also advised that they went over them about 300 feet and had a wingspan of about 8 feet.
Okay, 8 feet, that is too small to carry a human being. This is a drone at that size, at that physical size.
Unless it was a dwarf drone.
It could be a dwarf drone. Yeah, it could be. It's easy enough for you to say, fella. John Kirby was asked about the dwarf drones on Friday.
I'm not going to lie to you or to the American people, and I'm not going to say we know something when we don't. And we would never, ever stoop to think that an American citizen was crazy or nuts because of what they're seeing and what they're documenting. We're taking that imagery seriously, and we're doing the best we can to analyze it, and we encourage people to come forward if they have additional sightings and imagery.
And, of course, that's a 180 from what he said the day before.
Language and body language experts will point out when you start the sentence with, I'm not going to lie.
Yes, it's a lie.
It's a lie.
It's a lie, almost undoubtedly.
You're not going to want to shoot something down where it can hit somebody's house or hurt somebody.
Well, the Coast Guard says that there are 30 of them following one of their ships in the ocean. So would that work?
I mean, again, we have to develop the policy options based on what we know we're dealing with here, and we just don't know enough to make those kinds of actions. But my goodness, we're going to do everything we can to find out, and we're going to share as much as we can. I understand it's frustrating.
Answer the question.
Yeah. We'll share as much as we can.
It's over the ocean. Could you shoot one down over the ocean? Please. Answer the question.
We got Mayorkas and MTG. You'll hear from them coming up in just a second.
8:43 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, good. Traffic is beautiful, huh?
Right, sure it is. Sure it is. The northbound side of 95 is slowing coming up from the bridge at Caton Avenue coming up to Washington Boulevard. It looks like there's an incident just off to the right side before you get to 395. So they're kind of looking at it just a bit, even though all the lanes are open. The southbound exit ramp is slow again from 95 onto Russell Street and the BW Parkway. It might just be some heavy traffic on that ramp. We had a report wreck earlier at Annapolis Road, but I think that's gone. So this is just some slowing in that area. It looks like they finally did find the wreck on the inner loop of the Beltway near the Charles Street ramp. So we're slow after 83, and the outer loop is looking at it. So we're slow in that area as you're moving over to the west of York Road. Again, we had several earlier accidents, Perrin Parkway at Taylor, Green Spring Avenue at Old Court Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, going to be a wet one, at least was for the first part of the yesterday and, of course, today. Some of that rain overnight was really, really heavy rain. But we got a little clearing, and then widespread rain could return tonight. And then only a slight chance of a shower tomorrow. Today's high 50, tomorrow up to 60. And right now we're looking at 40 in Bel Air, and it's 41 in Glen Burnie. And time for our feel-good news segment of the day. I need some good. So the state of the run drive-by media for years has smeared President-elect Trump with lies, calling him a monster, racist, sexist, Hitler, all sorts of horrible names. But the truth is, President-elect Donald J. Trump has an incredible heart. And this shows up most when dealing with children. A little Florida girl named Lily, who is battling leukemia, recently received a heartwarming letter from Trump. Lily's mom, Kimberly, posted a video on TikTok over the weekend showing the moment her daughter received the special message from the president-elect.
Hold it up. Look at that. Okay, you want me to read it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, it says, Dear Lilith, Mrs. Trump and I are so inspired by your incredible story. We know you have been through a tough time, and we are so proud of your bravery and determination. Stay strong, never give up, or be discouraged. You are our hero, and we are praying for your complete care and comfort this coming year. God bless you and your family. Best wishes, Donald J. Trump.
Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, Donald J. Trump.
I love him.
That's so sweet. She hugs the letter while beaming.
See, that's his signature right there.
That's his name?
And that's from the president, like in Palm Beach.
Yeah, Mom, and my daddy have that when he goes to work.
Yeah.
Dad.
Okay, we're going to put it back in here.
That's so sweet.
Isn't that something? So,
Donald,
he did that for another boy in New York earlier this year, Liam, I think his name was. So, just an incredible story. This we'll share as much as we can. Phenomena. This is Kirby is again. Most of these people, whether it's KJB or Kirby, they just lie. That's what they do. They are paid to spread propaganda. One of the worst, however, is Alejandro Mayorkas.
Oh my God! Yes,
the Department of Homeland Security Secretary.
Don't look up.
And in September of 2023, the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, changed the rules so that drones could fly at night. And that may be one of the reasons why now people are seeing more drones than they did before, especially from dawn to dusk. And so that is the reality.
No, it's not.
Now,
jackass. Honest to God. How stupid does he think we are?
Yeah. Marjorie Taylor Greene, sorry, she's not buying it.
Well, number one, I'm going to call it total bullshit that no one knows what these are. And I think it's a slap in the face to the American people to say they don't know what this is. They can track down a guy that just killed a CEO, but they can't identify what nightly drones are and where they're coming from. I think that is absolutely disgusting to lie to the American people like this, and the truth needs to be told about it. Secondly, if they're telling the truth, then this country is in horrible shape. We're all in danger. I mean, seriously, if our great government can't identify what these drones are, they're flying every single night, that people are sitting out there videoing with their cell phones, then no American is safe. I have no respect if our government cannot say what these are.
So if we don't know who they are, right? So it's got to be somebody else, or they're just not telling us, and they know who it is. And some people have said maybe it's from an adversary. What do you think?
I seriously don't know, but I think they know. I think our Pentagon knows. Our Pentagon should know, right? The Department of Defense absolutely should know. And I'm not privy to that information. I'm not in the family. We're not in control yet. But I'll call them a bunch of liars. I think they're full of shit.
Because they're saying they don't know. So it's like, if you don't know, then...
We got that.
If they don't know, they need to resign.
We did get that one. Sometimes those things slip through. But she's right. They're full of prunes. And the point is that... and I said earlier this morning that I don't know what's more concerning. The government doesn't know what's going on, or they do know and they're not telling us. Now imagine if you're one of our enemies. Let's say you're North Korea, or let's say you're Iran, or maybe even the CCP, and you're watching as hundreds of these drones are flying over our ports, are flying over our cities, are flying next to our military bases, you know, again, without any attempt to intercept or take them down. You're giving them a game plan to attack us in the future.
Unless they know what they are, in which case, for heaven's sakes, you can come up with some kind of cover story, like, hey, it's swamp gas, folks. I mean, you come up with something to say that there are tests being run by the Navy, don't panic, period. And we're not going to discuss it any further. Yeah. I mean, all they have to do is that kind of a blanket statement, and it all goes away. But they refuse to say what it is. At the same time, they say, oh, God, you don't want to shoot them down. Well, why not? If you don't know what they are, if you genuinely do not know what they are, and these things are flying in, then shoot the damn things down.
That's what Trump is saying. But you can do it over the ocean where they wouldn't hurt anybody.
Well, but you heard what Kirby's response to that was. Oh, when he was asked, what about shooting them over the ocean? He said, well...
he's a press piece. That's nothing more. Coming up next, ABC News and George stay on top of the $16 million worth of egg on their face.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you have no idea where to start. What do we do?
You know, I'd say join the club, really. You know, everybody faces this problem. You've been raising your family all these years. You've been working hard at your job to support your family and make sure everyone's happy and healthy and successful. And this really started to show up when my partner, Michael Connett, who's an estate planning attorney, we were doing a lot of tax returns, and we'd be seeing these opportunities and saying, hey, go talk to your financial advisor, go talk to your broker, ask them to do this for you. And then we just had this light bulb go off really that said, hey, it makes sense to bring all of this under one roof so that we're talking about estate planning, we're talking about taxes, we're talking about your investments, because everything works together. So for the next five callers that are truly serious about saving money on taxes and saving money in retirement, I want to encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. Now, as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Ryan and Mike want to help you protect your life savings. So call ProStatus Financial now at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040, and at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning. It's 8:53 Monday morning. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here's Chuck Whitaker.
All right. So the accident on the Beltway is at the Charles Street exit ramp. So if you're coming through there from 83, that's the reason for it. They're kind of looking at it at the ramp, and there's a dual lane ramp there. So part of that ramp is blocked by the couple of vehicles that were involved. So we've been a little bit slow west of York Road. We've been slow coming east of Green Spring Avenue. We mentioned earlier this exit ramp from 95 south onto Russell Street has been slow, and at one point there was a wreck at Russell Street and Annapolis Road in that area in Westport, It looks like that ramp is still slow, and slow enough that it's causing some delay on 95 southbound. And it looked like there was an incident. I'm not sure that's a work truck or what it is, but they were looking at a situation here on the northbound side of 95 just before 395. It was attracting some attention. It looks a little better now through the traffic through there, but just be prepared. The ramp traffic south is slow, and 95 is busy coming up from DeSoto Road and the Washington Boulevard area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Weather channel says cloudy, partly cloudy anyway. We see some little bit of sunshine peeking through today. Chance of scattered showers still 50. Widespread rain coming back in overnight. And then tomorrow, only a slight chance of a shower. Even warmer, 60. And then it gets cold again this weekend. Right now, 40 in Ellicott City, 41 in Middle River. Kim Klasick live coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing fine.
Great. So I had an interesting exchange over the weekend on X with Council President-elect Zeke Cohen.
Oh.
We were talking about the carjackings that happened over the weekend, one in Patterson Place, and I just noted, you know, this is an occurrence that you see all the time in Zeke's district. Meanwhile, he was promoted, but I think he ruined that district. I mean, crime and violence has gotten worse, so he's going back and forth with me on X, and he's like, Kim, I'm going to pray for you, because obviously you're going through something. I said, you need to pray for your constituents, sir, the ones that are being robbed, carjacked, and gunpoint.
I'm going to pray for you because you're going through something?
Yeah.
Wow, how condescending is that, huh?
I know. Tell him to
come on the air and debate and discuss it.
He won't do it. I've asked him plenty of times, but he loves to exchange on X, so I'm going to read that tight exchange. It's so crazy to me. It's like, you know, this is happening to your constituents. Right now, you're still the councilman. You have not been sworn in as the council president as of yet. Yet you don't acknowledge any of this stuff. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He will be reassured to know that Governor Moore is now listening to the people.
Yeah. Oh,
you know?
I noticed that. Yeah,
he's listening that. On the beer and wine and grocery stores. So maybe there's hope yet for the juvenile crime problem.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Yeah. We'll see.
Ye of little faith.
Yeah. I did love the picture that we saw over the weekend at the Army-Navy game with President Trump shaking Governor Westmore's hand. I thought that was interesting because Governor Westmore told us he was a threat to democracy.
Right.
Yeah. So how, you know, why were you shaking his hand of all people?
Well, he was congratulating him on his Maryland College Football Hall of Fame award.
That doesn't exist.
Yeah. Oh, I thought they were talking about the Bronze Star. Was it the Hall of Fame? Yeah. So we're going to talk about that. And then, of course, I do want to talk about even that FedEx truck that was carjacked over the weekend. Druid Hill, packages stolen. This has become a nightmare. And the fact that they continue to ignore this, I mean, we just can't take this anymore.
All right. Coming up next, right after the 9 o'clock news, Kim Klasick live. She's back in the saddle again.
Yeah. By the way, winner of the Maryland College Basketball and Volleyball Award.
Yes.
Yeah, she was amazing.
Soccer. She was soccer. A soccer player.
As well. Yeah. Triple threat.
ABC News employees and media figures are losing their minds after Trump scored a massive $16 million legal victory over the network. And George, stay on top of this on Friday. Last week, Trump was set to be deposed in this lawsuit, and ABC said, "Nah, we're gonna settle." And so Trump had sued the network early this year after Stay on Top of This claimed Trump was found liable for rape by a Manhattan jury in the E. Jean Carroll civil case. The corrupt leftist jury found Trump liable for defaming this certified nut, but not for rape. Stephanopoulos defamed Trump during an interview with Congresswoman Nancy Mace earlier this year. He also smeared Mace, an actual rape victim, in the process. ABC and Stay on Top of This now must pay Trump a whopping $15 million for the sick comments and $1 million for Trump's legal fees to his team. The $15 million will be donated to the Presidential Foundation and Museum. So, good news there.
Yeah.
And maybe the judge, because he actually poured gasoline on the fire in that case, that judge. Maybe he should be held accountable as well. Wallace Roofing, they're the ones you want to check that roof out before it gets really, because you got a lot of rain here, that heavy rain. So if you're noticing any unusual brown stains in the ceiling of your upstairs or anywhere in your home, you may have some water damage and better get it addressed now rather than later because, you know, as I say, a way of water finds its own level and could be extremely expensive. Get it fixed now before it gets worse. Call Wallace Roofing. They'll come out visually inspect the roof. Doesn't matter what kind of roof it is. is, commercial, residential, and it doesn't matter what shape of roof it is. They've been doing this for over 90 years. They offer 0% financing. They do not contract their work out. All the employees are Wallace Roofing employees. They've fixed my roof. They've repaired Bruce's gutters in the past. So they do it all. Anything to do with a roof, Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700, 410-655-3700. They're MHIC 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. Kim is up next. We're back tomorrow morning, bright and early, at 6 a.m. right here on WCBM. So invite you to return for us then. Michael Peruca will be here talking about birthright citizenship. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is...